Ms. Stoger, I would just like to say that physical education in this school is a disgrace. I mean, standing in line for 40 minutes is hardly aerobically effective. I doubt I've worked off the calories in a stick of carefree gum. You certainly exercise your mouth, Cher. Now hit the ball. Ms. Stoger, that machine is just a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Thanks for the legal advice.
Dion, you're up. Oh, no, Ms. Stoger. I have a note from my tennis instructor, and he would prefer it if I didn't expose myself to any training that might derail his teaching.
Fine.
Amber?
Ms. Stoger, my plastic surgeon doesn't want me doing any activity where balls fly at my nose.
Well, there goes your social life.
Shuffle there,
I don't reckon.
But Elvis, one of these days, you ladies out there, especially you ladies that come up in my category, senior citizens, Gladys named him Elvis A-A-R-O-N after the brother Moses.
Right.
He calls me Moses and I call him Aaron. And one of these days, we're going to... He's going to come back, but he's fighting a lot of forces, and a lot of people want him dead.
Still?
Yeah, they still want him dead. They want him dead today.
Why would they want him? Then we should go to commercial. Why would they want him dead now? I mean,
Because it would cut off their hundreds of millions of dollars they're getting on the biggest fraud and hoax in the history of the world.
So you're telling me people like the family might be happier? Not that he was alive.
The only family he's got now is Lisa Marie.
Right.
That's okay. His family. Miss Priscilla Presley, I think you have a question later on maybe about that. She is the one that's running the whole show down there with all of the empire.
Yeah.
But Lisa Marie found out about her father at Christmas in 1981. And Lisa Marie has never said, and I challenge anybody out there to bring me proof, Lisa Marie has never said her daddy was dead. When she went up and saw that 52-pound wax dummy that they pushed down in that coffin, she said, "That's not my daddy." So.
Okay, I should have looked for a wick.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Don't!
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Bam, 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 bam.
What does a young wife mean? Okay. What?
Feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
Toss my scouts.
Hi, I'm Bob, and welcome to another edition of This Old House Party. You know, when you're hanging with homeboys Kid and Play, and they're throwing a chillin' party, the crib has to look just dope. Let's meet Kid and Play and see what they've done with This Old House Party. Hi, Kid. Hi, Play.
The other way around, Bob.
Sorry. You know, the posse wants to come on over and jam. How do you break it down?
Well, first, Bob, we figured we expand the living room and turn it into a place for dancing and refreshments.
And we also like to keep the structural integrity of this house.
Right on. You don't want to diss the architect's original interior, so we're going to get rid of this wall right here so that the bitches can come on in and shake their booties like motherfuckers.
Hi, girls.
Well, let's see what my man Homeboy Norm is doing in his crib. Yo, Norm, what's up?
Oh, hi, Bob. Well, basically, I've been busy constructing this hardwood booth area to withstand the rigors of a stompin' thumpin' hip-hop DJ.
Super.
And, of course, if we should get any megastars come by like a Flavor Flav, we could have this secret box for that big clock, which I think is a nice detail.
Fly, Norm.
Word, Bob. I also took the liberty of installing this electronic metal detector in case any of the brothers are packing heat. We wouldn't want to put any heads to bed.
Well, that's just death, Norm. Here, why don't you try my gauge, my deuce-deuce, and my nine and see if it sets that alarm off.
Sure, Bob.
Bob. Yes. There would be somebody at this party. And we've got something on the minds other than dancing.
Tenderonis.
Right.
Where do we knock boots?
Yeah.
Well, no need to go to the backseat of your hoopty with the bedroom that we're building. But we're just about out of time. Until next week on This Old House Party, I'm Bob, and we're all Audi 5000.
Word, brother.
I could make you all go away anytime I want.
Remember last year, just about this time? Presley record, remember what the hound was saying? Good old George, making fun of me and all that sort of stuff, said he'd get the record first. Well, let's bring it. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you something. Remember last November when we went down to Nashville and to Memphis, to Graceland, to Elvis's mansion, and we sent out all those leaves from Elvis's front lawn? I really must tell you, we had somebody called up the other day and wanted to know if we had any more of the leaves left. And I said no, but I want to apologize. The young lady in Bradford, Pennsylvania, who called, I did find a couple more leaves, believe it or not, in my suitcase. So, young lady, if you're listening tonight, all you have to do is write to Vic Biondi, WKBW, Buffalo, New York.
You know, it's easy to fall into a negative trap saying, I can't do this or that won't work. I've learned a trick that I use. If I do have a negative thought, I quickly say to myself, cancel that. I'm going to expect the best.
And Stevens, you see, that's okay. Give Don and Mike their bonuses today. 10 years of great ratings deserve some repayments. The truth is you're just too much of a simpler to pay. They make fun of your iPad, your POSB intact, but you still love them more every day. Hey, Stevens, you tightwad, get up that green wall to the big boys at JFK.
Hey, Jim Stevens, don't be so kind. Give my daddy more money.
Geronimo and Michael Vera, WKFK. Hey! Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is in flood. Slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can't swim after 40 days, if my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that see us so high, then I cannot afford to be alone. Lift me up, well, for me. Lift me up, if we can die. I need you to hold me.
WJOK. Pop them on!
Guess what? There's more Grease Man on 1300 AM WJFK. The Grease Man's on every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. And now, the Grease Man's on every Saturday morning from 7 to 11 a.m.
So what do you say?
The Grease Man's on every Saturday morning, 7 to 11 a.m.
The Grease Man on 1300 AM WJFK.
WJFK. It's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter. The guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
Age, hello. Howdy, hi. You can relax because we are here.
As the ratings go up and up to level, competition goes down.
Thank you, Dynamite Singers, and your tight little Dynamite sweaters. Hello, I'm Don, and he's Mike, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and the usual gang of idiots. Good guy time, chime time. We got Regis's traitor time. Razzo! 2:39. As always, we're here to protect and serve you.
Don and Mike are the ones who will best entertain you. Great radio fair.
Thank you, Dynamite Singers. Tight Dynamite Sweaters. As I mentioned before, I'm Donnie's Mike. It's a Vincent Blue pre-show on 106.7 FM Washington. WJFK, 1300 Baltimore. Same festive, controversial moniker, WJFK.
So now, the A-Duck. It's Nuss Nernank.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. There is Nuz Nernank. And hello, welcome to the Dynamite program, the pre-show part of the show. Well, we get wacky mail.
Yes.
Letters.
We get letters.
But today we got sent a magazine called Erotic Encounters.
Ah. Oh.
I open the envelope, and I expect that it's going to be left-hand drawer material.
Sure, sure.
You know, where we have our stack of not only the dermatology encyclopedias that people send us, but
skin ailments.
Yeah, but we also have there, you know, the big fat and plumpers magazines, the over 50 magazines.
Sexual oddities,
always a favorite one in the lower left-hand drawer. No such luck. These are not photos.
Oh.
Stories? Stories.
Ah.
I start to read, and I think, why would someone send us stuff like the letters to Penthouse?
Sure.
But as I'm reading, I find out that the whole magazine is devoted to fat chicks.
Hey, cool.
And every one of the stories that's in this section, Erotic Encounters, is about girls making themselves real fat to please their husbands.
Oh, you mean getting fatter and fatter?
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
I got a whole bunch of them. I mean, we got this from, the postmark was Rochester, New York.
I mean, the kind of thing where he wouldn't really pay much attention to me until I really started eating.
Yeah. Now, I should wait, but there's so many letters here. This is good stuff.
There's enough to go around.
This is really good stuff. Here's a letter called, well, now, let me see. Do you want the one that has, at the end, the woman who said...
There are some pictures. I just happened to see the back of one of your...
That's for Penny's P.O. box.
Oh, there you go.
Sure it is. There's one where a woman is not happy with the way she's ended up.
Uh-huh.
And another one with a woman who's very happy with the way she's ended up.
I'd like to hear the one about the woman who's very happy with the way she ended up.
Okay, that would be Flashy, Fleshy, and Fabulous.
Flashy, Fleshy, and Fabulous.
Oh, dear. When I first met my wife, Pam, she was self-conscious about her weight. She thought if she let herself go, I would dump her. So each day she went to aerobics class and took diet pills. At 5'4 and 176 pounds, I thought she was way too thin. One day I came home from work and found Pam acting strangely. She was sweating and depressed. When she told me about the diet pills, I decided it was time for a big change in Pam's life. I threw away her diet pills and canceled her aerobics. Then I told Pam I didn't want her to be skinny. In fact, I wanted her to be fat.
Yeah.
Pam loved the idea of not ever having to diet again and was looking forward to eating whatever she wanted, in whatever quantity. Little did Pam know that I decided to make sure she never dieted again.
Oh!
The next day, I introduced Pam to Maria, her new live-in maid, companion, and most of all, cook.
Wow. There you go. I like this story so far.
Maria's job was simple. Do all the household chores and make Pam a super fatty. Maria took her job seriously and Pam responded. Maria was always whipping up something good in the kitchen while Pam sat in her easy chair watching TV and feeding her face.
There you go.
Results appeared quickly with Pam hitting the 200 mark in just 3 months. But Maria had her sights much higher. Pam loved being treated like a queen. She often ordered Maria to feed her by hand.
Oh, yeah.
Because she knew it turned to be on. Maria took... Isn't this like the sickest?
Yeah. Oh, it's sick. Yeah. And what does it say about me? I'm over here cackling like a schoolboy.
The other one is a lot more explicit.
Oh, really?
The other letter that I've selected for story time.
I like this one because it sounds like a happy ending.
Yeah. Maria, well, the other one's a happy ending. It's just the woman ends up the letter by saying, now I'm a porker.
Oh, really?
That's how she ends. But she also fattened herself up for her man.
Wonderful.
Maria took great pride in Pam's expanding body and always bought her bigger and bigger clothes. Maria weighed and measured Pam often, making sure she stayed on schedule. Each day, Maria cooked a little more and would stand over Pam until she finished every bite. In 7 months, Pam hit 270.
I think it's appropriate with having Radu on the show today.
Yes, very. Her body was getting fat so fast that the sexy red stretch marks appeared on her breasts, belly, ass, and hips. She displayed these proudly and always pointed out new red stretch marks for me to kiss.
Yeah.
Maria would tell Pam to stop being so self-impressed and hand her another rich tidbit to gobble down. For my part, I bought Pam a larger reclining chair, where all she had to do was press a button with her fat little finger and the chair lifted her to a standing position. I didn't want her to waste any precious calories standing up.
Sure.
After 8 months, we'd added 100 pounds to Pam's frame.
Bingo!
At 370, Pam's body was fabulous. Her boobs were enormous. Maria could no longer find bras to fit them. Pam wore only tent-like dresses and 6XL t-shirts. Her belly was expansive and sagged out over her crotch. Now, yes, there's some guys that are getting off on this because
maybe that's like the corner of the world.
The whole point of this magazine, and it's printed on glossy paper.
I'm getting off on the comedy value.
Her belly was expansive and sagged out over her crotch. Her thighs creased at the top, and her butt looked like two big moons. All were traversed by an endless network of stretch marks and great fields of cellulite. Wow, I was in seventh heaven. At this point, Pam and Maria sat me down to talk. My birthday was 3 months away, and the girls decided they were going to give me the present I always wanted.
Oh, no.
A 400-pound wife.
Oh, wow.
I was so excited I could hardly contain myself, and the girls wasted no time getting started. Maria ordered Pam to get in the chair and eat. Pam's days were filled with endless processions of platters piled high with calorie-packed food and enormous desserts. Maria even woke Pam in the night to give her her feelings. Pam said she was too full. Maria would remind her of her promised goal and feed her every scrap.
Wow.
My birthday finally came, and at the weigh-in, Pam slowly made her way to the scale. Thanks to Maria and me, Pam could only get there slowly. Her fat dripped off her body like melted butter. We helped her onto the scale, and after the gears stopped, a smile came to my face. My sexy Pam now weighs 426 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Pam had gained an all-time record. 66 pounds in only 3 months.
There you go.
Then Maria came out of the kitchen with a huge birthday cake, which said in big letters, next stop, 600 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I kissed Pam and led her to our bed, where I made love the rest of the night. Our sleep was broken by the sound of Maria coming into the room with a big breakfast for Pam. Now I get to feed her.
Oh, and wow. That's it. Hey, a happy story, a man that likes a fat wife.
That's it.
There's two other... Oh, we got to go to Buzz. There's two other ones. What an oogie start to the program.
The one that I'll read to you next when we get on the network here.
You know, the thing I can't get over is Buzz's, the expression on Buzz's face over
I'm
there.
I'm not sure I can go on.
With all the sick stuff we've had on the show, that's what does it for you.
Oh, huh? that's tragic.
Oh, you should wait, though. You think that one's tragic. Wait till you hear the next letter.
Oh.
Yeah. That one is...
Let me try to shake this off.
Pam and Maria. A License to Eat is the name of our next letter.
Terrific.
Yeah, so...
A winning combo, and congratulations go out to... You know, when you set a goal, you try to achieve that goal.
Amen. It's 247 to WJFK. Now we got some momentum.
Yeah.
Ever forward.
ever entertaining. Now, here's Nuz Nurnay.
Defense Secretary William Perry says the U.S. needs to be ready for more attacks in Saudi Arabia, and he warns that the future assaults could be even deadlier than the recent truck bombing that killed 19 airmen. Perry says the terror threat also includes chemical and biological weapons. Here at home, meanwhile, the president says American troops do not deserve to have hate symbols thrown in their faces. He's promising to punish whoever spray-painted swastikas on the barracks doors at Fort Bragg, North Carolina this week. President Clinton wants to put more high-tech on the side of law and order. He announced today that the cell phone industry has agreed to provide 50,000 phones to neighborhood crime watch groups, along with free airtime. The devices are pre-programmed to call police and other emergency numbers. The White House says that if drug pushers have beepers and cell phones, then neighborhood watchers should have them too. The Secret Service, meanwhile, says it initially refused to give security passes to some employees of the Clinton White House because of their history of drug abuse. An agent, in a statement for Republican lawmakers investigating all this, says the agency worried that White House workers who'd used drugs might compromise security. He says the employees eventually got their passes, though, after the White House set up a drug screening program. Jesse Jackson's met with Mitsubishi about sexual harassment, and it didn't go well. After that 90-minute meeting in Tokyo, Jackson said he'd step up his boycott against the car maker. The company's accused of allowing sexual harassment of its female workers in Normal, Illinois. Now, you too can get married and honeymoon at the site of a grisly murder. Next story in sports, next.
This is 1500 AM WJFK.
He continues today at the Legg Mason Tennis Classic in the district. Top-seeded Andre Agassi plays number 15 Patrick Rafter in the third round. Last night, Agassi shook off his recent slump and beat Jocko Elting. Michael Chang and Jim Courier are also scheduled to play today. The Redskins open their training camp today, and they're expected to announce the re-signing of free agent running back Terry Allen. Yesterday, the team signed running back Stephen Davis, a fourth-round pick out of Auburn, and linebacker Jeremy Asher, a seventh-round pick from Oregon.
Good.
And the Baltimore Ravens opened their camp today in Westminster, Maryland, a training spot last used by the Colts 25 years ago.
Hey, dear boy.
They're expecting 3,000 to 4,000 fans watching today, 5,000 or 6,000 on the weekend.
If only I could be selling the Natty Bow concession.
Oh, man, and put that bird on the helmet. The O's face Toronto again tonight for the last of three at Camden Yards. The Orioles 6-0 loss to the Blue Jays last night now puts them 10 games back of the Yankees.
Imagine that. You sell Natty Bo for a quarter a can.
Oh, and you still make a profit.
3,000 fans? Yeah, it'd be independently wealthy.
Hey, dear boy. Finally, Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her parents 40 whacks, and now you can get food and lodging at the house where the deed was done. August 4th will mark the 104th anniversary of the bloody murder of poor Abby and Andrew Borden. They died at the hands of their daughter Elizabeth, apparently, whom historians say was either crazy or a victim of very severe PMS. And on August 4th...
Well, that's where my money's at, Buzz.
They're in Fall River, Massachusetts.
I'm not a gynecologist, although I do play one on the radio.
Sure. And, well, the Borden House will reopen as a bed and breakfast. And on that day, David Howe and Pamela Sheldon will be married in that house. And
here's to the bride. Let's toast the Bloody Mary.
And honeymoon there.
Wow.
If I were David, I'd be nervous. Pam says she's just fascinated by the whole Lizzie Borden axe-murdering story. In fact, the justice of the peace she's chosen is one Richard Borden, a descendant of the deceased.
Oh, wow.
So apparently the place is available for weddings, and if you want Richard to do the ceremony, all you have to do is axe. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, ask me a question. I got you.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That's funny.
I like that.
I like that, too.
I like that. Funny Buzz Burbank. Ask me a question. We'll be right back on WJFK.
You want to keep our friends from the network waiting?
No, we don't.
Well, I do. I'm going to keep waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
Now, WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks. Not with a bunch of punks. Broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996. Infinity Broadcasting. All rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment and a production of Washington, D.C. Superstation 106.7 WJFK.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Hey, jerks. I listen to them all the way home from work. Don and Mike on
WJFK.
Previously on the Donnie Mike Show.
From your Carolina Panthers, number 52 in your program and number one in your heart, here is Matt Elliott.
Matthew!
Gentlemen!
What was the deal the night that you were in a hotel with Jimmy the intern and the Batman TV show was on?
Nakedness.
Yeah, Jimmy said you were chasing him around the room naked, Matt. Now, what the heck was going on with that?
Actually, there was no chasing involved.
There was no chase?
No, he gave up rather easy.
Mike Show.
Who's got the greatest show? Number one in radio. Don and Mike. Who takes it all in stride now that they are nationwide? Don and Mike. They're clever. They never lack things to do. White Mavericks and Catholics. Simply sick about it, you'll be too. Who's beating all the odds to become a radio god? Don and Mike. They've got the best show on the air. They're zany, they're funny, they're gonna make themselves an awful lot of money. It's fun for me and you. Sit back and listen to the Don and Mike.
Wait for the band to really kick in here.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
Our new official theme song. Yeah. There you go.
Good boys.
Yeah. Now we're rocking.
Broadcasting live from the Ken Stevens Radio Sweatshop. Here's Don and Mike.
Yeah. Gotta wait till we get one that tickles the fancy here.
And now, from your Washington Sea Dogs, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No, thank you. May I have another, please?
Oops. Where is it? Sore subject.
You can look, but you better not touch.
There you go.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bravo. And so it begins again. Thank you for listening. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara and our program coming to you coast to coast via Vestbud Von Entertainment and our thanks for listening. I've got a ton of stuff to get to here in the opening salvos of the program, including a question from a female who listened to the show, wondering about CJ, the account executive that we tied up yesterday, threw water in his face. And,
that is the talk
cut
of the
his
building.
Tie.
That's the talk of the building that this woman is actively pursuing CJ and claims she has seen CJ. I don't understand how she could, but, you know, who knows?
Well, she says she saw him about a month ago. That's what the fact says, and she describes him as extra dreamy.
Yeah, I guess, you know, everybody has their own taste.
So if CJ's around, we'll bring him in at some point, although he may be afraid to come into the studio. It may take a couple of days, much like a horse,
right.
A guy who's on a horse who gets thrown off the horse.
Mm-hmm.
They say the best thing to do is get right back on again.
That's true. That would be the best thing for CJ, just to come right back in the studio. But, of course, he is somewhat terrified because of...
Where is he at? Is he in the building right now?
The events of yesterday when he was... we beat up on CJ pretty good yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it was good-hearted, though.
Yes, of course it was. And there was no...
As all of our public humiliations are.
There was no real pain, outside of the fact that the hair that was removed when he had to take the tape off.
He came into Dial for Transvestites, which is a gag that we do with Rabe Spiewak, but also with just a regular, everyday cast of kooks that
sure
work here at our radio station. And he's one of the guys that's out on the street every day, humping, selling this show, selling the commercials for the
well,
show.
Well, speak of the devil, there he is, and he's holding onto his tie. Is this
here
your favorite tie today?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude. Here is CJ. So
hi,
what kind of response have you gotten out on the street from your highly successful appearance on the show yesterday,
actually,
CJ?
Actually, I heard from a friend of mine who just came back in town, and you guys are pretty popular in Baltimore, where I'm from, and heard from a couple people, definitely people, and internally. You know, I walked around yesterday.
Internally?
Internally.
Internally.
I didn't have the tie on yesterday.
Right.
They really cut your tie off. I said, oh, of course. Yeah.
Really?
Cut my tie off.
Yeah. But you expected that. Now, had to expect that when you were bound... When your legs, your arms, and your midsection were bound with a heavy prison tape, you had to expect you'd get the water thrown in your face and you would get your tie cut.
Yeah.
Expected the water. The tie was a surprise.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well, that's
it.
Hey, you surprised him, Don.
Excellent. Well, here's the facts we got about you, CJ.
Yeah, what is up with this?
Dear Don and Mike, hello, Radio Gods. I need to ask you guys a question.
Is CJ married or with anybody right now? Hmm. Ever since he was on the air yesterday, I haven't been able to stop thinking about him.
Oh, me either.
Oh, man, all of us.
This is not a joke. I saw him about a month ago on your show, and he was, as you guys say, extra dreamy.
Saw him. That's what I saw.
I didn't talk to him. You've been on our show before. You've been in the hot seat. Well, we're talking about your dad, who works in TV in Baltimore.
And the first time you brought me in, the producer, I think it was months ago.
Okay, when you were pretending to be Jeremy Coleman, challenging David Brunner's producer to a fist fight. Remember that?
And what confuses me still, though, is that she saw you. And I'm wondering, what? You know, there was not a studio audience in here the day that you were on the show.
We were back in the sales area, and I said, how?
Okay, let's see. Let me get back to the letter. I didn't talk to him, and I'm not sure if he saw me, but ever since then, I've always enjoyed hearing him on the radio. And I haven't stopped wondering about his marital status. Oh, and how old is he? How old are you, CJ?
25.
If you guys could please help, I'd appreciate it. Feel free to call me at work until 5:30.
And what is the name of the lovely lady?
Surprise, surprise.
Kathleen.
Kathleen, lovely. Kathleen has sent a fax to you, CJ.
Kathleen W.
My guess, 18.
Like there'd be anything wrong with that?
Hi, Donna Mike.
Like you don't go there all the time anyway?
Hi,
Doc
Mike.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Kathleen. How are you?
Hey.
Hi, welcome. Hey. Welcome to the program. We received your fax. It has been the talk of the station today. Everybody was wondering if it's a goof fax, if it was a fake fax.
No way.
How is it that you saw... Look at how embarrassed CJ is.
I'm resentful to tell you.
You're resentful to tell us?
I'm kind of... do I have to tell you how I saw him?
Yes, please.
I was on your show about a month ago.
And what were you doing on the show, Kathleen?
You don't want to know.
You got to tell us.
No, come on. What were you doing?
Well, if I tell you, then he's not going to be interested. He's going to think I look like that all the time, and it really wasn't a good appearance.
What were we doing?
I was the worm girl.
That you ate worms?
Yeah. See, now he's going to think I'm freak.
The worm girl, was it?
What were we giving away to make you eat worms?
It was a trip to Mexico. So she would have been able to see you that day because we were all out of the parking lot.
It was a show with a studio audience.
Yes it was.
And I remember the worm girl.
The great day. The great day with the guy was trying to jump on top of the moving burrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would be perfect for you, CJ.
No, I don't, guys.
Me too.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Please? I'm really pretty when I'm dressed up. Listen, I really am.
Here's a question. What are you doing tonight, CJ?
Stop it.
What are you doing tonight, buddy?
Absolutely. Come on. What are you doing?
Absolutely.
Come on, Bob.
I can think. You know, I got plenty of tickets for that that has-beens concert, that REO Speedwagon, and the Peter Frampton and Foreigner.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I was already invited to that by some girl who works for Westwood One, and we had an after-hours type of pool thing here that Tammy orchestrated, and I met her there, and she called me.
A pool thing?
Well,
an after-hours type of pool thing. That sounds like sex to me.
No. Hold on a second.
You mean billiards?
Billiards.
You play billiards.
I play billiards.
Oh, pool thing.
And she called me.
Pool, everybody's half naked getting in the pool.
I just want you to see what Rob Spielik has written on. Hold on. From his little producer's room, he's written on the screen, maybe he'd prefer a date with a man.
Very witty.
That comes from Robbie Spielik.
Wow. Rob, the constellator.
The jokester, the prankster.
You know Rob is your best friend here.
Mr. Glib.
Mr. Glib, that's right.
I'm pretty sure you're straight.
Completely
I am
straight.
Pretty sure you're straight. Not that there would be anything wrong if you were gay.
In fact, Steve Goldstein came up to me and he said, CJ, what do you have to lose? Call this girl. I said, Steve, come on.
Are you talking about the fax here?
Have you ever...
Yeah. Steve Goldstein was... I was speaking to him before the show. He was more excited about this fax than I think you were.
I said, Steve, you ever seen Play Misty with Eastwood? Come on.
No, but you don't have to worry about that.
I'm not psycho, I swear.
She's not psycho. She just ate 11 worms out in our parking lot.
She's not psycho, and you're not a major star, CJ.
No, but you know what I mean.
CJ, I just did it for the trip to Mexico. That's all. I'm not psycho, I swear.
I understand.
I think she's dreaming.
I'm pretty. I am.
If I wasn't married, I would date her, CJ.
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble, Kathleen?
I don't look like any celebrity. I really don't. But I look okay.
Well, listen.
I can't think of a celebrity I resemble. I've asked my friends because I knew you'd be asking.
Well, in that case, Kathleen, why don't you just give us some vital statistics so we can remember...
I think she kind of looks like Rosie O'Donnell. Yes, yeah, Jerry know. Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah,
there you go. That's the celeb I most yeah. like, Rosie O'Donnell.
Hey, did anybody,
she is.
Has anybody like myself ever watched the last couple of seconds of the Rosie O'Donnell show? Listen, this is pretty funny.
This yeah. is good.
You know, I'm addicted to that show. I watch yeah. it every day. Okay. And today I'm watching the credits come up at the very end.
Right.
And they do the part where she says, guests on the Rosie O'Donnell show stay at whatever the hotel is in New York. Right. And then they flash up on the screen, Rosie O'Donnell's wardrobe, courtesy, the men's department at Saks Fifth Avenue.
There you go.
Wow. So I don't know. We can call up to New York and find out. I believe that she is wearing
all male clothes.
Male suits.
And jackets and pants and shorts.
Yeah. Well, I don't dress like that.
Boxers. Wearing a, Rosie O'Donnell wearing a jock strap.
Pleated trousers.
I don't wear men's clothing.
You don't wear you wear girls' clothing.
Oh yes,
all right.
Very good dresser.
There you go.
I think CJ would be a perfect date for you, Kathleen. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at CJ right now, and he might not be saying it, but his eyes are telling me that he's really into going out with you.
Hey, Kathleen, you know what I think would really probably work?
What?
I realize at this point you don't have much pride left because you sent a fax and everything and you're on the radio, and I applaud that. I applaud the fact that you've got the heart
to
do
hide.
This. So listen, really, beg him. Beg him right now. What guy wouldn't want to hear a girl begging
yeah.
to
I'd
take...
I'd be more than happy to beg.
Okay. At least in that circumstance, Kathleen, if he turns you down, he's just going to appear to be a heartless monster.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, can I have a minute to sell myself?
Yeah, no. Hold
yeah,
on.
She's going to sell herself to you.
But it's got to be...
Like CJ, very good in advertising.
It's got to be laced with plenty of begging, though.
I think you got it.
That's the route to go.
And, you know, from yesterday's show, Kathleen, it wouldn't hurt maybe to throw in guaranteed second base.
Oh, no problem.
I'm betting that she'd guaranteed. Yeah, see, I thought she'd guarantee third. You want to bring your catcher's mitt for that.
Oh, my.
All right, here is Kathleen. I have the pretty girly music going. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Hi, I'm Kathleen, and I am going on 23 pretty soon here. And I'm a very great girl. I'm intelligent. I'm witty. I'm smart.
I know there's another worm she'd like to eat.
And I would really love to go on a date with you. I'm really begging. I'm on all fours right now.
Come on, beg. Let me hear
you. On all fours, CJ.
Wow.
Begging if to go on a date with you right now. I'd really love it. Really, really would.
She is hot for you, CJ.
I would just, I don't care where we go or what we do. That'd be up to you. And I think I'm interested in advertising, too. I think CJ, writing
CJ would rather have his tie cut and have it have water supplies in his face than this.
I'm pretty good.
Listen, who am I to coach you? But I will coach you. You know, you got to go heavy on the please, please.
And try to involve CJ in the conversation here. I think that's important. CJ, pay attention.
Well, what would you like me to do more? Begging, please.
Yeah.
Perhaps a line of questioning as to why CJ's not responding to you.
And personalized begging.
I thought this was a solo.
No, no. You can be involved in this, CJ. Absolutely.
Sure. I mean,
CJ, please.
There you go.
Want to date with me, please.
Please.
Pretty please.
Yeah. I'd hate to come off this callous. I'm sure we can arrange something.
Let's arrange it right now, then.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, what about this conference tonight?
A lunch couldn't hurt.
Yeah, something, a nice, brief.
Oh, you're the man. A lunch?
Sure, lunch should be
lunch.
Good.
All right, how about tomorrow?
Lunch tomorrow?
That's Thursday.
It's a nice lunch.
Thursday.
Nice romantic lunch.
And then you can come back on the show tomorrow for your third straight appearance to report on what happened on the date.
Westinghouse pays for the lunch.
I think you can pay for the lunch.
Yeah, you can turn it into our show. We'll turn it in for you.
Just you and Kathleen, maybe a bottle of wine.
Cool. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse. Thank you, Sonny.
How about
you take her to go somewhere close like Trey Diarrhea, the Mexican restaurant.
I think Fish Stories is more romantic.
Can I say something that's really good? New restaurant across the street, Dolce Vita. Great.
Hey, what are you working on them for commercials or something?
I went in for lunch. Great lunch. incredible.
You
lunch.
Better believe he is. Yeah. He wouldn't have said that unless there was a client.
Of course he wouldn't. All right, so you take her to the new place that you're trying to sell commercials to. You buy her a nice shrimp cocktail.
Kathleen, you're speechless right now because I know you're a happy lady, aren't you?
Ecstatic.
You buy her a nice BLT.
Can I say something to CJ?
Get her a big, tall Coca-Cola.
I am just so happy, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
Excellent. That's great. And we have to get a picture of you two.
The place usually isn't that crowded, but...
They have booths?
What do you look
for? Do they have booths?
No.
Booths? I don't think he wants to be drinking that early in the day.
Booths.
Oh, booths.
The two U's.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Booths.
Booths.
It's been a while since I've seen him. I mean, I remember he's very good looking.
Oh, he's even cuter today.
He's super dreamy.
He has his,
he dresses.
He has his
remember
nice...
that Brooks Brothers suit?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was dizzy just thinking.
Wow. Oh, Kathleen, I'm perfect. So glad you're going out with PG.
He just stepped off the front page of GQ right now. Look at how he's dressed.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
Look at
that.
Look at him.
I think Rob even liked the outfit today.
This
I think
the best.
Rob even has
this
your approval.
This is the best thing we've ever done. To a sales guy.
All right. Should I wear the Stone Cross braces tomorrow? And it's
What would you like him to wear, Kathleen?
Yes, what would you like him to wear, Kathleen?
Really? My choice?
Yes, what would you like?
Mm-hmm.
What would really turn you on? What's your CJ fantasy?
Just
the tie.
Just the tie. Oh, you are hot to trot, aren't you, Kathleen?
Listen, now, who am I to...
Seriously?
Let's see if we can take a step out here.
Seriously.
How about if you don't even go to lunch? How about if he just comes over to your house and has sex with you? Would you go for that?
Why not?
Why not?
I know.
She's a party girl.
I knew it.
She's a party girl.
Kathleen, mom, Kathleen.
You don't even have to take her out to lunch.
What do you think, CJ?
No, I think we'll stick to lunch.
We'll stick to lunch.
Stick to lunch.
All right.
Seriously.
All right. Seriously.
Can we?
A light blue shirt.
Oh, she's telling you what to wear. Oh,
okay, that's great. Now, you should take notes on this. You should write down.
There's a pen.
What pinstripe? Maybe your pinstripe suit?
Suspenders.
Oh, she likes your suspenders, your braces.
And, you know, jacket, no jacket, all depending on the weather.
Do you want to wear underpants?
That's optional.
Optional. Underpants are optional.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he wears them or not.
No, I wear them.
Okay. Yeah, I think he wears two pair. Just to be sure. All right, well, then you have the outfit. It's a blue shirt and a pinstripe pants, and wear your suspenders.
And yeah, you should bring her flowers, too. You should give her flowers. You should. If it's a proper day, you should give her flowers.
I can trade it out for you. 1-800-FLOWERS, big sponsor of the show.
That's wonderful.
How about it? We'll give you a gift certificate, CJ. For any occasion, call 1-800-FLOWERS. Stop by their stores or visit 1-800-FLOWERS online.
Can we set up the time now so maybe I don't have to call, you know?
Sure.
what?
Well, I mean, you know, we'll just set up
one. We'll set up the time right now. How about noon? How about noon tomorrow?
Noon.
Do you want to meet you? How about if she drives?
It'd
be one of those deals you get in the car and all the locks.
Yeah,
the locks go down and you can't open the door.
Or you could go in your Volvo. You know, you're very secure Volvo.
It is. I do feel very safe.
It's not automatic locks. He's totally safe in my car. I have a brand new 1996 Red Saturn.
All right. Do you want to meet her here or do you want to meet her at the restaurant?
The radio station would be better for me.
Yeah, that's a yes. Okay, I think then you should meet him at the radio station. Say noonish.
Noon is good for me.
Noonish.
Yeah, noon.
And we will check back with you about this time tomorrow then, CJ.
What are you going to be wearing, Kathleen? Just out of curiosity. I'm sure you've given this some thought.
Oh, man.
Well, let's ask CJ. What would you like her to wear?
I think that I'll leave that up to her.
Something
sure
revealing, maybe low cut?
No, I think she'll...
Something crotchless?
I think she probably will.
Do you have any spandex in your wardrobe, Kathleen?
I do not wear spandex. I am a woman of taste.
Oh, you're a woman of taste. What are you thinking about throwing on for tomorrow?
She was tasting worms the last time we saw her. She was tasting 11 worms or something like that out of the parking lot.
We got to make sure we got to keep this, you know, this is during business hours. I want to make sure we keep this.
My whole office is listening to this right now.
We can't really take this.
Too far?
Too long of a lunch.
Well, yeah, I think we're not talking about length of time, CJ.
I don't think Alan, especially Ken, is in the office.
We're really talking about what she's going to wear right now. I think you're jumping ahead a little bit.
Yeah, I tend to do that.
So what are you going to wear?
Probably a long floor skirt and a blouse and maybe a silk vest or a vest over it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, very stylish.
You know she'll be up all night trying these clothes on. Wanted to look so good for her man, CJ.
I like your laugh, too. I think you've got a captivating laugh, Kathleen.
Intoxicated. Almost approaching the Dennis Murphy level. You are just going to be her play toy. She's just going to just reach out with love. One of those big hands just grab you and put you wherever she wants you, CJ.
Tossing you around like a rag doll, CJ.
Stop, I'm going to check.
That's a joke.
Saved up for lunch.
All right, well then you wear your silver vest and you know make yourself look real nice for CJ, and he will do the same for you.
Good.
And tomorrow you meet him here at noon at the radio station.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
I hope you wear plenty of deodorant. It's going to be a hot, humid day.
Yeah.
Hot.
What perfume does he like?
What perfume do you like? What perfume do you like?
Whatever it is, light.
Light on the
perfume.
Oh, right. You don't like heavy-duty perfume?
Does he wear cologne?
Occasionally, but...
Tomorrow you won't. You got to wear what? What cologne are you thinking about?
I wear Herrera for men.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I never heard of it before. I'm out of the loop.
That's also what I wear, though.
I never heard of it. I wear Brut. I love Brut. Fantastic. Joe Namath used to wear it.
I like Brut.
Yeah. Elvis used to like Brut. Elvis used to just take an Elvis Brut bath.
I started wearing that Herrera stuff when High Karate went out of business.
He wouldn't even bathe. He would just go in and just splash the Brut on. Wouldn't even have to bathe.
After eating his deodorant pills.
God, missed that Elvis. Yeah. Well, listen, I've got to put you on hold now. I've got to put you on hold, okay?
Certainly.
See you at noon tomorrow. CJ will see you at noon.
Now, CJ, hold on. Your time is not done here yet. Let me see. Let's bring our next witness in.
What?
Here is Ann from Westwood One.
Absolutely. Where's CJ? Get his ass on the phone.
Oh! He's right here, Ann.
Hi,
Ann.
CJ, what if I chop liver you won't go to a concert with?
No, I'm not a concert guy. I can't believe you're turning Ann down. I'm just not a concert guy.
She's the one who wanted you to go to the Peter Frampton show tonight?
You talked about the concert, and I thought it was funny that Ann, you know, called them.
She's on the phone right now. You can speak to her directly, CJ.
She's here.
That's okay, CJ. I'm chopped liver.
Didn't say you were chopped liver. Can you possibly get more offers than this?
What do I say?
I say that he should take you to the concert.
Me too, tonight.
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to take him to the concert.
You were going to take him?
With my friend.
With Tammy, right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a free date. What man would not want to go on a free date? I mean, come on.
My wife's out of town. I'll go with you.
Hey, Ann, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Who do I most resemble?
CJ could answer that. CJ is here.
I don't saw her once. It was several.
Come on, CJ. I don't think we put you on the spot enough here for that.
Not at all. You tape me up.
Who would be the celebrity she most resemble?
I can't remember.
Red hair. Come on.
Red hair.
I just remember she's in front of cameras. That's all I remember. I didn't even play pool with her. There were several of us. I can't remember. Reddish hair, probably.
You don't have a memory of whether of what she looks like at all?
Would you guarantee second base for CJ?
Don just cuts the quick, doesn't he?
Second base.
Would you guarantee that for CJ? That's the new guarantee I'm going to get for any guy who gets a date on this show.
That's terrific.
Guaranteed second base.
Why not? Yeah.
That's a guarantee of second base.
Well, you know, second base when I was growing up is probably different from now.
No, I think it's the same.
You don't remember this woman?
I obviously
didn't make an impression, did I?
Oh, my God.
I was hanging out, broken.
She sounds a little bit like Miss Bobby.
Well, then that means she's got to be F-I-N-E, fine.
Ooh, baby.
Doesn't she sound a little bit like Miss Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's who I'm going out with tonight.
That's right. You're going out. When your wife's out of town, you spend every night with Miss Bobby.
Miss Bobby and I going to Sizzler?
Ian Don and Peter Frampton. Love it.
All right. So CJ, you're gonna take her to Peter Frampton tonight?
No, I've got a dog. I've got to go home.
Got a dog.
I gotta work out. Let me see. Gotta wash my hair.
No, I'm
she
not
knows
quite
a
like
lot
that.
About you, CJ.
Not quite like that, but
let me ask you a very direct question, Ann.
Sure.
Very direct.
Go for it.
Body wise, who's the celebrity you most resemble? Body wise. Yeah, I just want to try to figure out where CJ's coming from here, because I don't know if he does remember you or not.
I've never compared myself to, let's see.
Well, physique-wise.
The Catwoman in Batman, baby.
You look like that?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
I think that says it all right there. I mean, I think you should go out with this woman.
Yeah. This could be a two tons of fun 24 hours for you.
Yeah, 2 tons of fun is right. I'm about 300 pounds.
Are you serious?
No.
No, I wish you'd tell us the celebrity you most resemble.
Is it Tip O'Neill?
I look like Julia Roberts, Glenn Close, Molly Ringwald, put all three together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Of course, you put those three stars together, and they come out looking like Joe Pesci.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, are you talking about the combined weight of those three?
Oh, yeah. Thanks again.
We're just trying to get a picture of you, Ann. You called.
We're trying to figure it out.
5'8".
Yes.
Weigh about 135, 140.
That's not that's nice.
And CJ, you're shaking your head.
Play volleyball on Monday nights.
What would you estimate her weight to be?
I cannot.
You don't have any memory of her, do you?
I have no memory. We went out, you know, we played some pool. I was hanging out with...
Yeah, we were around the same people. He wouldn't remember.
I was hanging out with Eddie, Matt Mills, Ralph. We were playing a little pool.
Uh-huh.
So,
Right. Glenn Close, Molly Ringwald, and Julia Roberts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. With little Delta Burke thrown in, I think.
Wait, you know what? I just remembered. People always comment and tell me I look like a pretty Sandra Bernhardt.
A pretty
Sandra Bernhardt?
There you go.
Hey, you wanted to know.
That's perfect. Thank you, Ann.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
A pretty
right.
Sandra Bernhardt.
You asked, I delivered.
Okay, and you got it. Listen, we have to break for commercials. I would love to spend the rest of this show grilling CJ. And who knows, maybe next week we could get like a second grade teacher to call the show and get his mom and dad to call and tell us about all the embarrassing things he did when he was a kid.
I believe at this time I'd like to offer up a round of applause for CJ
for
hanging in there and being a good sport.
Now, CJ, you... Yes, go ahead.
Watch my father, Channel 7, weekend mornings... With Big Don O'Brien.
Okay, that's your dad doing the news.
My father doing the news.
Excellent.
Gotcha. Enjoy your lunch, CJ.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're so smooth, CJ. God, you're so smooth. Hey, and Dennis Murphy. I'm positive Dennis Murphy would like to go out with you.
Bring him on.
Thank you. You're going to be sorry you said that.
He'll be on the phone in the next break.
All right. Hold on a second. And now let's see. Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. And you're...
So is he going out with her?
No, he's not.
No.
Yeah.
He's only going out with you, my darling.
Time for that intoxicating laugh again from you, Kathleen.
Cool.
there it is. Well, CJ, 2 days in a row called into service for the show, and we... Salute you.
Thank you, guys.
Salute you. We'll hear everything that happens on your dream day tomorrow. Okay?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye, CJ. Look forward to it.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Get out.
Bye-bye.
Please leave.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Howling himself off now. He's walking out of here like, dead man walking.
We have lost the only friend we had back there. He's the only guy back there who liked us.
He's completely, he's eradicated right now.
You got to put him on the hate list now. We've lost another one. I don't know how we've done it. That was a quick commercial. I didn't even plan to start with all that stuff. We just thought we'd read the facts.
Sure.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike. I think they're just dreamy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Big action-packed show today. In studio, we'll have Regis Philbin's personal trainer. Yeah! Radu! Yeah! Yeah, we got the major guest. Yes, Radu on the program today. Also, the book, Are You Normal? We'll finally get to that. And if we have time today, we're going to play Can You Get to 10?
Good.
Haven't played that game for a long time. Plus, I have some great letters. Great letters that were sent in a dirty magazine. Someone in Rochester, New York, sent me a magazine for fat women.
Right.
And guys who like fat women.
Ah, that's wonderful.
And it's not one of the usual magazines that has the pictures, the pictorials, the layout.
That's a little bit of a disappointment.
It's simply all the spoken word. It's all written.
Now, a nice little cartoon there at the top of the page.
Too. Yes, and it's a... It's not like your letters to Penthouse thing. It's more cerebral than that. It is, it's guys who enjoy their women really, really fat.
I like to think of them as love stories, Doc.
And the love stories, if you will. Thank you.
And that one you read in the pre-show before we went on the network brought tears to my eyes about how he finally got his woman to 400 pounds. I thought that was terrific.
And then they brought out a big birthday cake that said, next stop, 600 pounds.
Yeah,
so we've got that in a few minutes also. Got a fax here. One says, Dear Donna, my greetings and a quick note. Have you heard the new Motel 6 advertisements with Tom Baudet? He says, what you see is what you get.
No.
A great comfortable room, etc. Just another instance where you guys have influenced the nation. Well, I wonder if that's true.
This is Tom Baudet. What you see is what you get with females for hire.
Remember, you had him say those exact words when he was on your show.
Sure.
And that is from Jen in Chico, California. Thank you, Jen. We'll look into that.
Yeah, another one of the major stars that we've had on this program, Tom Baudet. He was just in the neighborhood and he dropped by.
Won't be as great as having Radu on.
No, Radu, who is, you know, trained just about everybody.
So listen to this. Last night, I get home, and, you know, my wife is on her way to Vermont now with her parents, going up to pick Bardio up at camp up there. And as I mentioned, they're going to make it like a five-day trip where they're going to be antiquing and bed and breakfast thing. So I get home last night, and I sit down, and I call Domino's, and I'm set. I mean, I'm in heaven. I'm by myself. I got the TV turned up as loud as I like.
They were prepared for you? They were waiting for your phone call at Domino's?
You know, they at my Domino's, at my local Domino's, all I have to do is call, and because they have caller ID and because I ordered the same thing every time,
right?
I just pick it up, and they go, we'll be there in 30 minutes. there's no conversation, no chit-chat, no nothing.
Maybe someday you could actually have a special ring code, you know. If it rings 3.5 times and he hangs up, that's Don's Pizza.
That he doesn't have to have any human contact at all. Fantastic.
And you leave the money out on the stoop, you know.
So it's just me and the dogs, and about 8 o'clock last night, guy knocks at the front door. It's the UPS guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a big box for me. And I open it up, and it's the store that I have gone to get the Rene Auberginois mask set in plexiglass,
right.
and have the photos of him. He's Odo from Deep Space Nine.
A beautiful memento for a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, and they did a fantastic job on this thing. They have the picture of him as Odo on one side,
right.
And then the picture of him as himself on the other, and right in the middle, you got that big mask, and it's all personalized to me, so I'm scoping out my wall and my bat cave, and I'm moving around all my pictures. You know, now I got autographed pictures of Picard and Deanna Troi and Wesley Crusher and the guy who's the doctor from Star Trek Voyager. And
that's
others.
Right.
This is now the crowning piece.
And it's the central piece, right, to the collection?
Yes. Sure. So, don't make fun of me.
I'm not.
Yes, so, yes, to my collection, it is.
It is. Who I think I was probably the person that suggested you
framing.
You get that frame.
Yeah.
Well, and they did a fantastic job of it. And I'm sitting there looking at him, standing back, looking at the wall, and like, wow, that's just great.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, and in the original box that he sent the pictures and the mask in, there's a business card. And some guy called the show yesterday and said that he was at a Star Trek convention last week up in Baltimore and that Rene Auberginois was speaking about us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I said yesterday, kiddingly on the air, that I was going to call him sometime because he, like, gave me his home phone number and his home address when he gave me the mask and everything.
Sure.
So I think, what the heck?
Give him a call.
What am I doing? And my wife's out of town. I've got absolutely nothing going.
Right.
It's 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night or Tuesday, whatever night last night was. I pick up the phone, and he says, hello.
Wow.
Hello. And now, the first time I flipped up, I just hang up. I hang up.
Oh,
now, this is just stupid. I can't do this.
Well, you're just calling to thank him.
Yeah. Then I waited a second, and I picked up the phone, and I called him back. And now the second time he picks up, he's mad. Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. And I said, hey, Rene. Yes. I said, it's Don Geronimo. And it took him a second. He went, oh, how are you?
In that actor way.
Yeah, and the guy started rapping with me.
Cool.
Right? The guy starts talking to me. I said, listen, I hope that I'm not imposing by calling you. He says, no, that's why I gave you my phone number. I got me a real TV friend.
Yeah.
So I tell him I received the mask, and I said I had it mounted, and it's up on my wall, and then somebody had called from a Star Trek convention, and he had mentioned us. He says, I do these conventions all the time, and he says, how many cities is your show in? Because I've mentioned you guys in a bunch of different cities, and I've got responses.
Yeah.
So I am feeling so good about myself. I got my feet up, and I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, I am talking to Rene Auberginois.
Right.
And as sometimes happens, about 10 minutes into the conversation, I have run out of things to talk about with him.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to seem like the awkward stalker fan.
Right.
So we've talked a little bit about the show. We've talked a little bit about our show, the radio show, the TV show. And then I say, well, I better get going. There's a movie coming on HBO, too, that I wanted to see. It's true. It was the Bruce Willis movie, the one I've seen 1,000 times with Samuel Jackson.
Right. Die Hard 2.
Right.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Right. He says, what channel is that on? I said, it's on HBO, too. He says, oh,
maybe I'll watch that.
Uh-huh.
I say, okay, good. And he says, I'm turning it on right now.
Oh, man, he's a lonely guy.
Yeah, that's great, but I'll think it's better. I swear to God, I say, I'll turn it on my TV also. Then he says, do you have this on a cable system? And I said, no, I've got the DirecTV. And he says, I've got the DirecTV.
Of course.
Now
you're bonding.
Now we've been on the phone 20 minutes. Now he's playing the game with me because I have proudly said to him, I've memorized all the channels.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and ask me. And he says, well, I can't. It's not fair over the telephone because if I ask you over the telephone, you can just flip on the program guide or right. You could be looking at the program guide and you will know the channels. So I said, no, I'll play the game. Come on, give me a channel. And he goes, oh, 981. I said, oh, that's easy. HBO2. And I say back to him, channel 302. And he goes, sports? Is it sports? And we're playing this game now. And now we're playing this game, and as we're doing this...
This is like what you'd be doing with one of your long-lost buddies.
This is just incredible. I'm flipping up and down, and as I'm going up and down the channels, mm-hmm. He at his house is flipping along the same channel. I'm saying, all right, as I'm going through, I go, all right, there's a Homeless Gardens channel,
right?
History, Disney 1, and then he goes, Disney 2... History Channel, Learning Channel, and we're going through the channels.
I'm surprised that you guys perhaps didn't land on some of those pay-per-view selections that you were looking forward to when your wife left town.
Those are in the 400s, right? those are in the 400s, and I got a good one last night also. It was what was the title? It was Takeoff Like on When Harry Met Sally was the name of it.
When Sally Met Harry?
maybe that was it. I'm not sure. But I'm talking to this guy, and we're going through the TV channels, and I look at my watch, and I realize it is 8:30.
Wow.
It is 8:30, and I am still on the phone with Odo from Star Trek. Then he says, finally, he says, oh, my gosh, it's 5:30. I've got a dinner engagement. I've got to go. He says, give me your number. So I give him my home number.
Good for you.
And he says, I'll call you sometime.
There you go. Well,
been nice talking with you. And then the last thing he says, toodaloo. and he hangs up the phone.
He probably dug it as much as you did. Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
That is very cool.
That is pretty wild.
Amazing.
Pinocchio, you're a real boy now.
Yep. That is the coolest.
I got me a real TV friend.
You do.
Wish you could be a little higher caliber a TV friend. But then again, I'm not complaining.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's okay. Yeah. He's okay.
Well, there was you were not the only one that came in contact with a major star.
You know, but what he doesn't know is that I really don't fanatically watch Deep Space Nine. I mean, I watch it enough that I'm up on what's happened on the show. But
right. I don't think he cares.
Kind of out of the loop. No, he was talking a lot about the show, and I was just doing a lot of that,
right.
He was talking about the development of some of the other characters on the show.
Ah.
And I'm just going,
And you didn't really care, but you were pretending you cared.
Oh, yeah. And I had the TV muted, and while he was talking, I was doing that thing when you're just flipping around the channels.
Right.
While he's talking. Just not listening to him, but, you know, being occupied with something else.
It's the ADD. No matter who the major star is, it doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, that's my Odo story. So your story?
My story does not involve me. I did not make contact with this major star, but my wife did and got surprised and very excited. I had mentioned that I was going to try to play golf with Hootie and the Blowfish when they come into town.
Right.
And on my way home, I guess about 7:15, 7:20, my wife gets a call, and this guy's on the other end, says, hello, says, hello, Laura. Not Laura, just hello, is Mike there? Yeah. And this is Mark Bryant.
Wow.
And Laura wasn't really sure. She was sort of sure, but she didn't realize. And I said, Mark Bryant, yeah, this is about a golf engagement when we come to town.
She probably just thought it was one of your golf friends.
One of my millions of golfing. Yeah. She said, Mark, is this for this Saturday? No, this is Mark Bryant. I'm with... Hootie, and he didn't get it out before she said, oh, yes, Hootie and the Blowfish. And he was calling, but not nearly as exciting as your story. He was calling me to tell me that they're not going to be able to do it when they come into town. But
still, that service.
Yeah, I think that's I had called him yesterday morning to his management company to invite them to play golf. And then he called me back that evening. And I thought that was kind of cool. And, it makes you feel kind of important. And my wife was going nuts. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm a very big fan. That's great. And he called and gave her a number of somebody to call at the tour company for when they come into town to meet with the guys before the show and everything.
Oh, cool.
And it's very, very cool. Thanks and so she was supercharged about this. And, of course, I won't get a chance to play golf with him this time around,
but they say the next time, you know, he lives in the area, Mark Bryan and I think Dean, the other guy. They're
Fielder, is that his
name? That's right. They're Dean Felder, I think.
Felder.
They're in Gaithersburg, and so when the tour is over and they come back into town, then we're going to play golf together. So won't get a chance to do it this time, but I thought it was kind of cool. Those guys, when they're major rock stars, they can have their people call, mm-hmm. and he didn't do that. So I was
Odo could have had his people call, right?
That's right.
Of course, I called Odo, though. I called him. It's not like he called me.
It's exciting. It's all, you know, anytime, you know, we're both star chasers. We think it's cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very neat.
Absolutely. Well, somebody put this segment in a time capsule.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be the only time that we actually really have stories about us actually coming in conversations with celebrities.
Yeah, this will be the only day it happens, folks.
So this is it. When we come back, we'll get right back to the stuff that you really listen to the show for, the fat chick stories.
Absolutely.
And that's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Sure, it's sick, but these days, what isn't? The Don and Mike Show.
Sick. Get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Sick in the head.
Sick in the head.
Those are some sick, sick, sick people.
Better play that tape before I read some of these letters.
Tonight I saw and heard one of the most disgusting, rudest, sick demonstrations in my entire career. Probably the worst.
Sick.
When Wade Wilson got hurt, I actually looked up in the stands and saw people standing, clapping, and cheering when he was laying on the ground with a knee injury. And I'll say this, those are some sick, sick, sick,
sick
people.
What do you think,
mentally
Jim?
Sick.
Tell us what you think.
I thought it was horrible,
right.
Disgusting,
yeah, sick.
Embarrassing,
sick.
Shameful.
Sick.
It stuck.
Sick.
People are sick when they do something
sick.
Like
sick
that.
Sick in the head.
Absolutely friggin' sick.
Friggin' sick.
Guys out there busting his ass, like all of our guys were, gets his knee blown up.
Not bad, hopefully.
And they're standing and cheering and clapping. Those are sick people.
Sick
in the head.
Sick in the head.
They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Jim Mora.
Jim Mora wrapped very tight that particular day.
From the New Orleans Saints. Now, before we start to read some of these letters, let me go to this Mad Magazine CD that I got a couple of months ago.
Yes.
I think this has some background music that might be appropriate. Right. Got some... It's a gal. Got some letters from a magazine. I don't know the name of the magazine. It might be Fatties.
Right.
It's not a magazine that has pictures.
Yeah.
Well, that'll work.
You've got the proper music.
Not the, like I say, it doesn't have pictures. It's all letters. It's all like letters to the editor. And here's the first letter that we'll share with you. This comes from the Erotic Encounters Department.
Good timing.
A License to Eat. When Tom and I were married, I was a perfect size 6 at 110 pounds. At 5'4", I took pride in the fact that I kept myself thin and trim, had a firm control over my appetite, and exercised regularly. However, my presumed attractiveness did not carry over to the bedroom. Our sex life was okay, but nothing special. I wanted more and decided to raise the problem with Tom. Tom confessed to me that although he was in love with me very much, he was not fully attracted to me. I was, of course, crushed. Tom told me he's attracted to full-figured women, and that I was too skinny.
Oh, here we go.
I was really hurt because of all the time and effect I had undertook to stay thin.
That was a little one you missed, though.
However, I think I kind of get it. If I wanted my marriage to work, I would rethink my position. After a few weeks, I decided to cut back on my exercising to see what the effect would be. The result was not as much, as I was blessed with a fast metabolism. I had to resort to tougher tactics and decided to change my diet. You know, we are captivated, like most guys are, by these sick magazines.
And these sick songs that we're playing right now.
Kind of goes right along with it.
Sure, it's all one big sick cocktail, Don.
Women are trained their entire lives to deny themselves the pleasure of good food. We... Oh, I got to start over. We
eat salads and other low-calorie foods, and I simply fell into the routine of not allowing myself to enjoy all of my favorite foods. However, I began to change all of that, and that's when the fun began. This is like a sex magazine for guys, okay?
Yeah, but a little better written and very, very romantic.
I'm basically a sweets person. I love candy, cookies, cakes, pies, bonbons, and pastries, and made sure I started enjoying all of them. I began buying a couple of donuts on the way to work each morning, followed by a couple of candy bars around 10 a.m. Lunch also would have some sort of dessert, as would dinner. My passion for sweets began to show results on my figure as I started to fill out. I feel that I'm somewhat blessed. Because the women in my family tend to gain weight on their boobs and their hips and thighs. We come very hourglass shaped, and move towards being pear shaped as we get heavier and heavier. This is what happened to me as I began to grow huge breasts and a big bottom. I began to feel even more feminine as I grew and even accentuated my curves. By wearing a high-rise panty girdle while at work, Tom was in heaven, and so was I.
Yeah, there you
go. Our sex life improved dramatically, and I was enjoying all of my favorite sweets. By the end of the first year of my new diet, I was enjoying all of my favorite sweets, and I had gained 50 solid pounds.
50 pounds? That's quite an accomplishment.
And I could be considered both pleasingly plump and firmly fleshed.
Wow.
I felt like a fully ripened tomato, ready for a plucking.
Wonderful.
I knew I'd finally make the right decision when I concluded that I should fatten myself up. It was good for me, good for Tom, good for our marriage. For the next few years, I kept eating and gaining. My goal was never to really get fat, but to level out at 225 pounds.
Level out, leveling out now, sir.
I thought I would look my best. I thought I would look my best and could be considered a truly full-figured woman at 225, which I did. Oh, we got to wait for the music. Hold on. It's got to re-cue.
All right.
Come on.
Here it comes again. And the name of the song, It's a Gas?
It's a Gas. That's the name of the song. From Mad Magazine.
Yeah, they do a fine job with it. There's one in there that's particularly nice.
Da, 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 da. It's a gas!
You know, we enjoy the Hammond organ on this show, don't we?
For the next few years, I became eating and gaining. After one of our Thanksgiving dinners, I sat back in my dining room chair and admired myself in the mirror. I thought I looked gorgeous. I looked like an overfed but well-loved woman, and I loved it. I just finished one of the biggest meals I'd ever had, and I looked at it. I was totally stuffed, and I had that satisfied look in my eyes. However, little did I know that within a few years, that happy, satisfied look would be gone as I would double my weight to become an almost helpless mountain of growing fat. Tom was really turned on by the sight of my lying back, completely stuffed.
That's the one.
While patting my large, bulging belly, we instantly withdrew to the bedroom. Yep. Hold on a second. Hotline's ringing. Hello?
Yeah.
What? What?
Hello? 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 Someone was on the phone. And now they're gone.
All right.
Back to the fatty story.
No more distractions.
Yes, I mean, I was riveted.
Back to the letter. Let me see. Tom was turned on by the sight of my lying back completely stuffed while patting my large, bulging belly. We instantly withdrew to the bedroom and made love for hours. It was at this point that I fully understood my husband was turned on by the sight of his wife completely packed solid with food.
Yeah.
And lying back, ready for the taking. Get this phone again. Hello?
This is Telecom USA. I have a collect call from Frida. Will you accept the charges?
Oh. From who?
From Frida.
Frida who?
Just one second.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She can hear you, can't she?
I don't know. I don't know how this works. Hello? Hello, Frida?
Thank you for holding it. It's from Frida's source.
Who?
It's Frida Soros, sir. Will you accept the charges?
Yes, of course I will. Thank you.
Thank you for your telecom.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Brick Baller.
Yeah, I had to get grilled.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
Hi, listen.
I had the bargain. Tell me, better accept this call.
You called right in the middle of my reading a story about a woman who's gaining hundreds of pounds to sexually satisfy her husband.
Is that what you want, Sugar Bear? If that's what you want, I'll do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Do it. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, do it for me so that I could be turned on by the sight of you lying back, completely stuffed, and while I pat your large, bulging belly.
Anything for you.
For goodness sakes. Where are you?
I'm at the Vermont Welcome Center.
Oh, so you're all the way up to Vermont already?
Yeah, I was second.
Well, then, listen, why did you leave on Tuesday if Bart doesn't have to be picked up from camp until Sunday?
Well, it's Wednesday. Oh, yeah, but I left yesterday.
You left last night.
We're shopping up here. There are many, many stores that are untouched by my hands.
Are your mom and dad okay? Is your dad more specifically okay? Is he having to just wait in the car while you go shopping?
No, we haven't shopped yet. Dad's having a blast. I got Henny Youngman tapes. I know a bunch of... Ask me a Henny Youngman joke, and I'm prepared now.
And there's nothing like going shopping all day and listening to Henny Youngman tapes to make an afternoon.
I could be into the car for 10 hours.
We're starting to shop. We're gonna drop him at the hotel. We'll slow down the car while he leaps out with his cane, poor daddy. And then we will speed on to the stores.
My God, what a day! And when did you leave that? When did you leave your mom's house this morning?
Yesterday after 6.
6 a.m. So what is?
Good weather.
So you've been driving for 10 hours.
Yeah, I guess we have.
It's a terrific time up to Vermont, Frida. You must be doing real well. Not a lot of traffic, right?
No, and the speed limit's 65 on a lot of these roads.
Right. How crazy is that, being stuck in a car with your parents for all that time?
It's only me driving, too.
How crazy has that been, though?
It's been nice. We've been listening to Henny Young. I'm telling you. This man is sitting at a bar. Henny Young's been sitting at a bar. There's a guy who falls off his stool next to him 3 times. He picks him up, puts him on his stool. He says to the bartender, I'm taking this guy home. Where does he live? The bartender tells him, and he takes him out. He falls down, picks him up, takes him out, gets him in his car. He falls down. He puts him back in, drives him to his house. He falls down, picks him up, falls down 3 times on the way to the door. Finally gets to the door, and he says, Mrs. O'Meara, I brought your husband home. And she said, well, thank you very much, but where's his wheelchair?
Bada bing!
Oh, all right, but I wish I could be in that car.
That's quality comedy right there.
I wish I could be spending those 10 quality hours in the car.
I got a million of them. The nurse says to the doctor, says, Doctor, that's the patient you just gave a clean bill of health fell down outside your door. He says, turn him around, we'll pretend like he's just coming in.
Bada bing!
Oh, boy. Only to be in that car. Only I could be in that car with you.
10 hours of that in the car.
And now...
More.
And as I mentioned, today's only Wednesday, and they're going to be up in Vermont now, what, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until you pick Barty up?
We're going to have to move on to the Jack Benny tapes next.
Hey, live a little. Go to New Hampshire.
Sorry, let me hear another joke.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm choking. Oh, let's see. How long have you been wearing that girdle? Since my wife found it in the glove compartment. You know, I've discovered a lot of new material on these tapes.
All right, honey. Have a great time.
That's
right.
Frida Youngman.
That's your Vermont frequency, so I don't have to listen to Henny Youngman.
Well, I don't know. It's Barry, Vermont. Are you by Barry, Vermont?
Well, we will be.
It's way up north.
Are there stores in Barry?
1450. Honey, there's stores everywhere. Yeah, 1450.
All right.
Up there by the police band on your AM radio, 1450.
Who's taking care of you? Eileen's cooking dinner for you tonight.
Oh, God. You know what? I hate that. I hate that she has the housekeeper cooking a meal for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And besides pizza, you know, Mike or Buzz, one of you guys could invite him over for a nice home cooking.
Oh, God. Will you stop that? You know, she's not fishing.
We're having vegetarian chili tonight.
She's not fishing for you to ask me over. She knows that you really won't, but she knows that he will, though.
Tomorrow night. What are you doing tomorrow night?
No, listen. See, we've already had this discussion.
I think the weekend night to take up his weekend.
She said, I'm going to call Buzz and Marcia to make sure that they take care of you so you're occupied.
I think somebody could help. You know.
Please, I can occupy my own time. I've got the television. I've got the telephone.
You're a content man.
Yeah. Things are fine.
Well, Buzz has got good TV at his house, too, and he's got surround sound.
Yeah. Yes, I know. But listen, you know, I like it when you're gone. Don't take that the wrong way.
I know. Take care of my animals.
I am.
All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, Buzz, I'm counting on you.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, hey, call me tonight.
I will.
All right, bye.
Sorry for letting you down, Frida.
Oh, well, that's all right. I know better.
Bye-bye.
If you wanted to eat on the golf course, you would be the man I'd ask.
Thank you, Frida. Appreciate it.
All right, bye, sweetie. Bye-bye.
She's in that shopping mode where you're
very happy.
Just absolutely
giddy. You could say anything to her.
Effervescent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait till she discovers all the outlet malls in Vermont.
Oh, God.
She'll be in heaven.
It's a beautiful state. That's one of the most beautiful states in the Union.
I guarantee all she'll see, though, is the inside of the store. She won't see any of the outside.
And there are all those little prefab, like, aluminum buildings, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the life, man. That's the life. If only I could be there and not here. You know what? We better break for commercials. Then we will come back and we'll get back to the letter. Because we were just getting up to the good part in this letter.
I was thinking it. It was a nice story. She got too big.
We're up to the part where she's happy because she's fat. So, being the pig that I am for great food and great sex, I started to comply with my husband, and I understood that he was turned on by the sight of his wife completely packed solid with food and lying back ready for the taking. So being the pig I am for great food and sex, I started to comply with my husband's fantasy and make sure I ate anything and everything he put in front of me. Every night was a feast as I'd come home from work and consume as much fattening food as possible. This will be followed by several hours of watching TV, snacking on an assortment of sweets until 11 p.m. when I'd be in a state of complete repletion. I then waddled into the bedroom where Tom and I would make love.
He likes them plump.
Weekends would be one continuous smorgasbord of eating and lovemaking. I used to amaze myself with the quantity of food I could consume. I was literally turned into a nonstop eating and lovemaking machine who would be almost unable to move by Sunday evening from all the food that was in me. I was out of control, but Tom was loving it and always there encouraging me to eat just a little more. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize at this voluntary force feeding I was doing, what I was doing would really accelerate the process of me gaining weight. My goal was to level off at 225, but I didn't. I kept gaining. At 250, my weight began to cause some problems. I was unable to climb a good set of stairs, and I found it difficult standing up for a long period of time. However, my desire for more and more good food kept getting the best of me, and I ate and ate. Finally, at 300 pounds, I discussed the matter with Tom.
She's nowhere near that other lady in that other letter you read that got to 400 pounds.
Well, wait, she's not done yet.
Oh, she's not?
Tom was very sympathetic to my concerns, but told me he loved me the way I was. In fact, he told me it had been a secret desire of many years to have a wife who weighed 400 pounds or more.
That does seem to be the magic number, doesn't it?
And asked how I felt about gaining some more weight.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a break. We will continue the sick, sick, sick part of the show after this.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Voted by their high school class, most likely to turn celebrity deaths into fabulous cash and prizes. Don and Mike.
Now, who knows why I am so fixated on this this magazine, these stories, but I am.
I came back into the studio, and Don had his nose right in the Plumpers magazine, reading these letters, and just pouring over them with an energy that that I rarely see when you're reading that stuff.
Well, you know, the thing is, the letters, I'm reading ahead, seeing if there's anything that I am going to have to delete out.
Right.
There's not.
No, they're just lovely love stories.
It's a dirty magazine. It's a magazine that's obviously for guys. Mm-hmm.
And it much less sex than the details about the eating and gaining weight. That's really what these stories are about. And I'm sure there's a market out there. There are guys that, you know, get turned on.
There's my question. Mm-hmm. Are there any of those fellows listening to the show now?
I'm sure there are.
Who could give us a call to tell us exactly what it is that turns them on about those?
Sir, if you just quiet down, I'd be happy to treat you to a garbage bag full of popcorn.
Oof. Just made to pry you. But you can't buy me off with food. I'm sick of all your stereotypes and cheap jokes. The overweight individuals in this country are just as smart and talented and hardworking as everybody else. And they're going to make their voices heard. All they need is a leader. I'll work harder than ever before. And show the world overweight people aren't undisciplined, lazy, and irresponsible.
That's Homer, of course, when
Homer J.
When he went on his binge.
Homer J. Simpson, he had to wear his fat guy hat, the one that he put in the dryer.
Hey, but back to the letters.
Yeah, just let me finish the letter that we started, okay?
I'm riveted, too. I love it.
At 250, my weight began to cause me problems. Though we heard this part, I was unable to climb stairs. And really, if there's any guy out there who really gets into this, give us a call.
Well, you remember, was it Ed from Center News in Baltimore that used to send us the plumpers, and he said each month they would sell out
the number one selling magazine?
Absolutely. Wow.
Tom was very sympathetic to my concerns. Oh, he told you he wanted to wipe away 350.
Okay.
He agreed, and I quit my job. The next few months were spent by the pool, reading novels and continuously snacking on all sorts of fattening tidbits. I developed a great tan while wearing a string bikini made for the extra, extra large BBW. Now, the last I know, BBW stood for
Bad Billy Water.
Pardon moi, si vous plaît.
We are in the get-go stage of the Monday Night Rock and Roll Party.
This BBW is saying hi to all you plumpers out there.
Within 6 months, I was tipping the scales at 352 pounds. Walking was getting increasingly difficult,
sure,
and I usually did a little of it. I was a mountain of a woman with an extremely large set of hips and thighs. My hips, 65 inches, my thighs, 38.
Yeah.
Tom told me he felt like a blessed man as he was able to make love every night to a fully packed mound of Jell-O. And unlike many of the fiction stories in this magazine, I was growing daily without the need of sorcery or magic formulas, just pure greed and lust for endless quantities of food. Today I weigh 450 pounds, and I never walk. I somewhat resemble Trailer, T-R-E-I-G-H-L-O-R, in that I have large hips and thighs, and I'm huge all over.
Trailer must be one of their pinup girls.
I do not know how she feels about being the size she is, but I feel like a fully fattened pig. I have increased my weight.
I'm only going to do this one more time. Going to need one more time just to finish this story up.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, my hips and thighs. I feel like a fully fattened pig. I reached my original goal of 225. My life...
It's a gas!
My life consists of food and sex, as Tom makes love to me several times a day, now that I am so massive. My only daily activity consists of me lying on our bed, watching TV, or eating. I have given up all attempts to slow or even stop myself from growing larger. My appetite was totally out of control, and I gorge constantly. I've gotten to the point where I no longer feel I really am full. I just want more and more food, and I help myself to everything in the house, which Tom keeps full of my favorite foods.
That alone is an accomplishment, that she is at the point where she never really feels full.
At this rate, there's no telling how big I'm going to get, which seems to be just what Tom wants. The only fantasy Tom has left, which I haven't fulfilled, is the one in which I am fattened to the point of immobility and I simply lie on my back in bed like a Thanksgiving turkey being forced
to me. But now we're past it.
Duh.
Now we're past it.
All right.
Moved on to the program. Phone scan coming up here in a couple of seconds. You're live calls at a rotating random phone scan. In the next hour, we will play Can You Get to 10?
All right. Maybe that should involve plumpers.
We will be joined by Radu, the fitness guru to the stars here, at about 6 o'clock tonight, East Coast time. And I've still got this book called Are You Normal? We'll get to that also. A couple of pieces of paper I'd like to read to you. First, how about that Ken Stevens, huh?
Hey, he's one in a million.
Manager with a heart. Has anybody read his new memo?
No, I haven't.
Two staff from Ken Stevens.
No.
No one is to use Federal Express without prior approval from me.
Uh-oh.
Plan ahead, and if you're sending tickets or merchandise, certified mail should be used. Mm-hmm. And then here's the last line that really says this is Ken.
Yeah.
If it's that important, you certainly wouldn't mind paying for it yourself.
There you go.
That's what makes him a successful Infinity Broadcasting executive.
He controls those purse strings, doesn't he?
Ain't that something?
Wow.
And also just got this correspondence from a guy who just doesn't get enough time on this show, Dennis Murphy. Dear Don and Mike. Oh, well, now we got a guy. Now he's
now we got a guy that's in love with plumpers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, like that story we were reading, did you get aroused by that?
I love it, man.
Does that stuff put lead in your pencil?
You could say that, I guess.
I mean, I'm being serious.
Oh, so am I, yeah.
So you like that? The thought of a woman stuffing herself turns you on?
Well, I don't know so much that having one, you know, increase herself dramatically. I like to go for the ones that are already like that.
Like, what size woman would attract you the most?
Well, like my wife, I was telling whoever screened the call, my wife, when I met her, she's about 5'6". She weighed about 240 then. She's about 275 now.
You're getting her good and fattened up now.
Well, she's coming down, actually, from having three children, but...
Do you want her to lose the weight, or do you want her to stay chubby?
Not too much. Not too much.
See, I don't think you're a diehard.
No, yeah, we want to talk to the guy that really would want to see his wife immobile.
Yeah, like that article said. You know, that what really would turn the guy on is his wife on her back like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Unable to move.
Yeah.
And simply eating and making love to him. That's the guy we're...
Big women, so...
What's that?
I read that magazine you guys get every once in a while.
Oh, you read that? You read the Plumpers?
Oh, yeah.
It would seem to me that if you were married to a woman who was somewhat large and you read that magazine, perhaps that would
get you in the mood.
Oh, yes.
So that magazine does turn you on.
Oh, certainly.
You know, it's like watching a TV commercial where they give you a description of a food product that's rich and delicious, and they show it to you, and you want to run out and eat it.
So you read the magazine, do the same thing.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're sick, but not sick enough.
Oh,
I know they're sicker out there, and I know that they've already called now. Because they couldn't get through, they've probably already gone back to whatever room it is that they're in.
Because Jimmy was saying to him, dude, no way, man, they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going back to the room now.
Oh.
With real cheesy goodness.
That's BS.
Today is Wednesday, the 17th of July. Birthdays today. Art Linkletter.
Now, of course, you know that every living thing has babies of the same kind as the parents.
Yes.
A mother and father horse only had baby rhinoceros. And your mother and father, of course, only have baby horses. A mother and father rhinoceros only have a baby boys and girls.
There you go. Thank you. Art Linkletter.
Confusing the youth of America.
Also today, very lovely lady, Phyllis Diller. I'd like her to be my turkey, my Thanksgiving turkey.
Man, you know, I think she could use a little extra meat on her bones.
And you know what? About fat guys. Anybody get TV Land, the Nick at Night channel?
I do not.
They have a commercial. They run some great shows, but they run some really awful clinker shows.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when they run like Phil Silvers, You'll Never Get Rich, Sergeant Bilko, and they run like Ed Sullivan and That Girl, Hogan's Heroes. But then they have a block where they run Mannix and
Cannon.
Oh, now Cannon's A-okay. You don't like Cannon?
Not on an every night basis. Yeah. Not when he is the cornerstone of their evening program.
That's when he was mobile.
Well, now listen. This is what I love. I gotta get a tape of this and bring it in. I laugh every time I see this commercial. They put together a promo on the TV Land for the Cannon diet.
All right.
And all it is shots of him eating.
Wow.
And it goes, for breakfast, you can have a wonderful shake. And it's him, like, with a piña colada. Then it says, you have a sensible snack. And it shows him sitting, like, with a banana split in front of him. Then they got some shots of him running.
Yeah.
And the guy's laughing. The announcer's laughing. They go, and what about that, the way he breathes?
Yeah.
And then they cut to a scene where he goes, that real fat guy way of breathing, way of breathing.
That's worth getting the TV network there. I remember when they were always at the end of the show on Cannon, he would have a chase scene where he would have to get out of that big Lincoln Continental that he drove around in.
One of the scenes in this commercial that they have is Cannon busting through a door, and you see his big old belly coming up, and then the announcer says, wait, let's see that again. That's really a good promo.
All right.
Hold on. Here's another guy who likes fatties. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name is David, and I like my women to be very fat and very dominant.
Very fat and dominant. How fat are we talking here, David?
Anywhere over 200 pounds would be quite nice.
See, but I think there's a limit, isn't there?
Well, what I'm saying is, it doesn't really matter that they're like gargantuan. This is this guy's fantasy, that he likes them totally immobile. I mean, I like an extremely large woman, and I like them to be dominant. And it's
Keith Richards calling us right now. But I'll tell you.
And if you don't mind, just hold on 1 minute while I just take the syringe out. All right, I'm much better now.
He's doing a little Keith Richards heroin joke.
Gotcha. All right, so what are you, British or something?
No, but my parents were by osmosis, huh?
So now you were trying to qualify it, Don, as to what makes the guy a real sicko?
I think up to 200 pounds. That's like Rosie O'Donnell. I hate to keep bringing her name up, but I seem to know a lot about her these days. She weighs 185, right?
Right.
Okay. So she'd be right at the cusp of
fat to obese.
Yeah, and I think anywhere, if you get that 180 to 250 range...
That still is not... That's not like perverted or something.
It's when you get into that 400-plus range.
Yeah, well, you like them that
big. The only reason why I called him is because I like to combine the perversion. So I thought by the simple fact of large, obese women...
And you like to be dominated.
And, of course, being dominated, yes.
Would you like to be spanked or something by them?
No, I just got, like, a major foot fetish.
Foot fetish, dominance, and fat women. That's
right.
Great.
That's like a major trampling, yeah?
Food combining.
Tell me what happened the last time you picked up a woman like this. What happened on your evening?
Extremely easy to pick up women like that because, I'm not really ugly and I'm not fat, so.
And the British accent, I'm sure, helps a little bit too.
I guess so. Yeah, it's an air of mystery or something like that.
So what happened to life? Tell me exactly what happened. How long ago did you pick up a fat woman?
I guess that would be Ocean City a few weeks back.
Plenty of an Ocean City.
What's that? Well,
no shortage of them there.
You got to go where the action is, right?
No shortage. And why is it when someone gets so obesely fat, that this is guys and women,
right?
That the fatter they get, the smaller the bathing suits become. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, that's just the size factor right there.
No. These are people who...
You mean like thongs and stuff?
Yeah,
like that?
And like guys who wear like those European Speedo things.
Yeah, I don't think those should be worn by the skinniest of men.
The big gelatinous bellies hanging over them. All right, so you're at Ocean City, Maryland. What happened?
Ocean City, Maryland. I'm at this place called the Purple Moose, or the Moose Purple, something like that.
Oh, that's on the boardwalk.
Yeah,
right.
And I saw these two girls, one was fat, one was thin, driving around, and they said, "Oh, why don't you meet me at this place?" And I did, and we started talking, and I wanted to like party with both of them, but I definitely, wanted the fat one involved. And and, I'm being really discreet. I'm being really...
I knew there would be guys like this. You read that story. Sure.
I really don't care about, whether or not...
And the fat chicks must really go for this guy's European accent.
Oh, absolutely.
Best plan.
Like the icing on the cake.
Exactly.
He's being very honest.
Interested in. And I said, "Have you ever played any games? Do you like to play games?"
Oh, God.
And went right into it. And, I like to play submissive. Sometimes I play a dominant, but I prefer to be submissive. And I would love to just have you trample on me.
There you go. Combining, and I like the way you put it, sir, combining perversions.
That's right. That's right.
So was that the only time you saw her?
That was the only time, and I prefer, never to see them again because,
good man.
In the back of my head, afterwards, it's like, that was sick.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I've got a normal sex life, too. I mean, it's like, this is just something I...
Oh, is this like your crazy double life?
It could be, yeah. It's just something I like to get off on, and,
Oh, God, I knew they were out there.
Yes.
I knew they were out there. All right, thank you, my sick friend.
All right.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Darling, I hope you weren't warned. I'm going down to Ocean City this weekend just to do a little shopping.
Look at that guy over there.
Well, hello. Do you come to the Purple Moose Saloon often?
Sure do. Hey, why are you talking so funny?
This is the way I speak. Ask you a personal question.
Boy, I got an itch I can't scratch.
How much would you weigh?
About 250.
Oh. A match made in heaven. Let's go back to my pad.
Only if I can dominate you.
Oh, I'd like to have you trample me.
All right.
Tally-ho.
Ask and ye shall receive. We were up to the birthdays.
Yeah, I'm completely lost.
Oh, canon. That's what got me going, because
it's the theme. Continuing on the theme of today's show.
Fat guys, canon. So they run this this funny,
right,
funny ad. A very fat man. Also today, Donald Sutherland having a birthday. Lucy Arnaz. Herr Hasselhoff.
Herr Hasselhoff, big in Germany.
The most talented singer in all of Germany. And Phoebe Snow having a birthday today. Also, here are the most watched TV programs from last week. I got the list of the Nielsen ratings. The list is all thrown out of whack because they're in the summer reruns and people are watching different stuff. 2020, Frasier, Dateline NBC, 60 Minutes, Primetime Live, Mortal Fear, ER, Third Rock from the Sun, the Baseball All-Star Game, and the number one show last week was... Who are these people?
On that list, I missed something. Mortal Fear. What is that show?
Jerry Seinfeld, number one. Mortal Fear is a NBC Monday night movie.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Monday night movie. Listen, got a break.
It is gigantic, with no more odor than a hot biscuit. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, before I get back to the celebrity news...
And I have something I need to tell you, too.
I got this thing from Dennis. Yes, what do you tell me?
Well, there's an individual on staff here that, you know, lo and behold, happens to have experience with the subject matter that we were talking about.
Fat women?
Yeah.
Who is it? Okay, give me a hint.
Said that there was a time in his life where he...
Give me a hint.
...was involved with a lot of heavy women.
Sales? Programming?
On the staff of the Don and Mike Show.
Engineering?
Wow.
All right, here's my first guess.
Okay.
Yes. Scott the Dwarf.
You have nailed it. You have nailed it, and he was telling me about it.
Scotty, come on in.
I said, you hold that thought.
Come on in, grab your milk carton, and step up to the microphone.
Said, Scott, you don't tell me this out in the hallway. You tell this on the show.
Here is Scott, the argumentative dwarf. Hi. Hi Scott.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. So you've had some experience with really fat chicks?
He's putting his headphones on.
Just take your time, Scott.
All
right. Are you all right?
Yeah, the cord was stuck under my milk crate.
All right.
There was a time in my life before I met with LPA, Little People's.
Right.
The
Orgy Club.
yeah, the big convention. Where
it's coming up soon.
Are you going this year?
Absolutely.
All right.
You got a report for us on everything that happens?
Yeah, absolutely.
They have this Little People's Convention where basically they all get boozed up and it's like community sex.
Where's the convention this year?
It's in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy, the middle America.
Yeah. party.
So, about the fat gals?
Before LPA... Unfortunately, the only girls that would pay any attention to me that were average size were very unaverage in weight. Very, very big.
Pretty tough for a dwarf to get laid in a world where everybody is bigger, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, it was. It's just because I think pride pretty much stands in the way there. But so I had... I had
How many experiences would you say did you have
very large
with
women?
Larger. How many trips to the fat farm?
Three. Yeah.
No.
And
how was it?
How was it?
It wasn't that fantastic. But for me, seeing...
Did you get the job done, though?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But there you go,
sir.
But for me, you know, in that time, it was terrific because that was the only women that were really paying attention to me other than, oh, let's just be friends, you know, kind of thing.
People are people.
Right.
So there's the message of today's show.
Even though the girls I were with equaled like two or three people.
Well, what's the weight of the heaviest girl you're with, Scott?
I don't know the weight, but picture maybe two of Rob A.
Wow. I mean, that's tall, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, now we can't seem to get away from this topic. Let's go to another caller. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
I got a story for you, man.
Yes.
The dating the fat chicks. Now, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'1", 280, right?
6'1", and 280.
My friends call me Dexter Manley.
All right. So you're a big football player. Man.
Right. So a couple years back, I'm a single guy. I go to a club with a friend. I meet this...
Hey, you know what? Hold on. You're a black guy, right?
Right.
I say that, but you know, you seem to look like Dexter. Doesn't it seem, and I realize I'm stereotyping here, but a lot of times don't you see black guys with really fat white chicks?
Well, I think that's a stereotype. They say that
maybe
it doesn't matter what a white woman looks like if she's dating a black man, because she can be a pig and a black man a dater.
You know, that is the stereotype that I have heard.
Yeah,
I would say that we are definitely peeling away all the layers here today on the show, and and we're talking about a subject very honestly.
Because I've seen brothers with, gorgeous women, and I've seen sisters with gorgeous guys, but you also get the flip side of it, and it's, you don't know where they're coming from.
You know, I'd like to hear from the thin women that are attracted to the really fat men.
You don't see that too much. You really don't.
No.
But you guys, you'll love this story.
Okay.
A couple of years back, I'm lonely. I'm a single guy. Go to a club with a friend. You know, it's dark. Everybody's drinking. It's Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
I meet a chick. I'm drinking. I'm shooting them down, man. This girl got to be 450.
And oh,
there you go.
6'4".
Uh-huh.
One of those types of women that has a chest that points straight up.
You know what I mean? Like, she puts her hands on her chest, they're almost at her chin. So
I'm not sure I understand that, but go ahead.
I like it. He's rolling with it.
She's almost as round as she is tall.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm talking to her, and my friend's laughing his butt off, right? And I'm dancing with her, and I'm gonna take her home. I don't care. It's Christmas Eve. I'm tired of being alone. So I don't take her home that night, but we talk. And here comes New Year's Eve. Now I get drunk again. I go pick her up. Now I got a pickup truck. She fills the whole cab. You know, I'm like squished in.
And you're not a small man either.
Right, right. So I sneak upstairs, and she has it in her mind. She wants to make love,
Christmas Eve. On the stroke of midnight and New Year's Eve, right?
Oh, yeah. God.
You're burning the bug.
She was huge, man. I couldn't see her face. I couldn't see her chest. Her stomach blocked everything. Right? So we do it. And it's like, oh my God, I don't believe I'm doing this. We get in the bed. We do
have a holly jolly Christmas.
We do it twice, right? We do it twice.
That's Christmas. Do it twice.
No, it's New Year's Eve.
To me in the head. She's so big.
I thought it was Christmas Eve.
No, he met her Christmas Eve. He's with her again on New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
Right,
I got you.
Right. And she's so big that I can't see the wall. I'm sleeping on the bed next to the window.
Okay.
And she's that big, I can't see my wall next, like the closet.
All right.
So the next morning.
All right. Yeah, I think we get it. Okay.
Next morning.
Is there more? More to the
story? She said she wants to do it again. And I said, well, I'm out of prophylactics. We can't do it again. She pins me to the bed. I swear to God, this is the truth. She grabbed my shoulders, and I couldn't move. Hello?
Yeah.
And
we're riveted to this story.
I'm like, I don't have no, I'm thinking, God, I don't have any more rubbers. First time a man in life, I'm like, I don't have any more. I can't do it. She opens up her purse while I'm pinned to the bed and pulls out what looks like a gun belt full of prophylactic.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like, we had to do it again.
There you go. And you were successful, weren't you?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And I tell people that story and they laugh because they don't believe it. A chick could be that. And she cried because I didn't call her no more.
Oh, man.
Why didn't you call her? Typical man.
Yeah. Hey, man, I can only drink so much.
I got you. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Now, back to Scott the Dwarf.
Yeah.
Who would have known? You know, reading these simple stories from the magazine. And
everybody
now,
has a story to tell, Don.
Now the show's totally careened out of control. So anyway, Scott.
Yeah.
So you're with the fat girls.
Yeah. And
because they're the only girls that a dwarf can get.
Yeah, and I'm a man. You know, you need to do your manly things every once in a while.
Man's got to have his release.
Right, you know. And
it's not attention.
So that's
come on, Mike. What are you laughing at? You know it's true.
It's absolutely true.
You never used that line before?
That's a man got to have his release.
A lot of tension being a man.
Oh, yes. It's very tense.
Release my tension.
Night and day.
But all I remember is her belly was so big, and I'm so small that I would just lay on the belly, and I really couldn't reach anything else.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
No,
hey, you're the man, though. Now you're the man.
All right, get out, Scott.
Thank you for the story.
You're excused. Bye-bye.
That's terrific.
We all have the mental image now of a big, huge, fat woman and a dwarf.
And a dwarf. That's right. Thank you, Scott the Dwarf, for that that personalized story.
Are you ready for another call?
Absolutely. Hello. It seems people seem to be loosening up now.
Don and Mike. You know one of the best bits we ever did? Back when Tom and Roseanne first got married.
Mm-hmm.
We did this bit about how Tom and Roseanne make love because we figured it would be physically impossible for them to do it.
That's right.
And we figured that Roseanne would have to be on a crane, mm-hmm. or vice versa.
That's right.
And one would have to be lowered...
Onto the other one. Yeah, a lot of heavy construction equipment, and that would be the job would be done.
That's the only way Tom and Roseanne could make love. We did a whole thing. We had sound effects and everything.
God, I wish they were still together.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Speak to us.
Guy on a car phone. Guy just driving in a car. Maybe he's aroused by the last story.
He might have been, and boy, what a surprise that Scott the Dwarf had that story.
There he was. Wow. Okay, let's move ever forward, shall we?
Let's press on.
Dear Don and Mike, letter from Dennis Murphy. Dear Don and Mike.
I was dating this heavy woman. No.
No, dear Don and Mike, I spoke with Nancy, the second base lady from Sioux City, Iowa. We're getting together on Friday for the baseball game. I have one problem. It will be Nancy and I and her boyfriend in the limousine. Remember, all of this played out yesterday on the show at about this time.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I think she wussed out on this.
I am unhappy. I was wondering if you would call Nancy, what amount of time today, Dennis, to tell her to leave her boyfriend at home so I could successfully go to second base. Please help me in this urgent matter.
your friend Dennis Murphy. P.S. Who would you do,
Quasimodo or me?
Oh, my God.
That comes from Dennis Murphy.
Well, I don't think that that's fair on the part of the lady from Sioux City. She had promised Dennis that it would be an evening with second base with no boyfriend around, and maybe we're going to have to go fishing again for Dennis.
In other words, the very classy people that make up the Don and Mike show.
The show has quite a theme today, I'll tell you that.
It sure does.
It's just, you know, here we go. Let's press on to another subject in the letter from Dennis Murphy.
Listen, I am going to forego the celebrity news for a second. We'll break for commercials. As long as we're on this whole fatty thing, we'll come back. We'll do Can You Get to 10 in the next hour.
All right.
And it'll revolve around fat people and Rudy Marsky.
Sure, Rudy Marsky will be included.
You know how we do. You know the old Can You Get to 10.
Oh, sure.
So give us a second. We'll come back. We'll formulate the 10 lies. We'll give you a chance to call your mom or your dad and win some money. And we'll be right back. Did you see Jesse Scott walking by the door? Yeah.
Yeah, it made me laugh.
R-O-L-S-P-C.
O'Mara. Bet you can't eat just one.
Howdy, hi. Program continues. I'm Don. He's Mommy. This is our national radio show, BFS, Bloodbot Entertainment. And thank you for listening at Burlington, Iowa. On our radio station, KCPS. Hi to everybody in Sacramento, California. On 50,000-watt hot talk, KHTK. And one of our brand new stations in San Diego, KCBQ, always entertaining, AM 1170 talk. That rolls right off your tongue. We'll get you news with Nuz Nurnak.
Is it really all that?
Yeah, well, look at that's what it says. No other station that we got on the network has
always
a slug line.
Entertaining AM 1170 talk.
Yeah, that's easy to say.
All right, well, I'm glad we're on that station.
Wait till you hear. Oh, I can't tell you. We got a couple new stations coming on in the next weeks. Yeah. Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I have been sworn to secrecy about our station in Denver. But, man.
Yeah, well, you're excited about it.
That is some wacky stuff going on at this station in Denver.
Oh, very cool.
They're going to be the craziest radio station in the world. I wish I could tell you more.
Good.
They're just nuts, nuts, nuts.
That's good.
And being as they're nuts, this is the right show for them to pick up.
That's right.
Buzz, as I mentioned, with news in this hour, Radu is supposed to be here in about an hour. Regis Philbin's personal trainer. Your telephone call's coming up, and we'll get to Are You Normal? Also, that book I've been carrying around all week. Oh, and tomorrow, we're devoting most of the show tomorrow to going through our drop-in tapes from A to Z.
We are overloaded with these tapes, and periodically we have to do some editing and get rid of some of the ones that we don't really need. And
you see the problem we got here? We have a bunch of new tapes from movies and from TV shows. We play the snippets all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're now having to stack them over here to my right because the wall is totally full. What do I got here? I got a Clueless tape, another one from Clueless.
Look into him. Oh, baby. Oh, break me off a piece of that.
Let's see here in the restaurant.
All right, Ted. Doable. Puny. I like them big. Oh, I hate muscles. You know, I don't really carry the West. Oh, just as long as his you-know-what isn't crooked. I really hate that. What? Shh. Don't scare her. What? What's wrong? Cher is saving herself for Luke Perry. Cher, you're a virgin? God, you say that it's a bad thing. Besides, the PC term is hymenally challenged.
See, we got no place for that tape. That should go in the C's for Clueless.
Yeah, and Charles Broyhill busting a gut back here in the back of the studio. Yeah, you like that little clip, don't you? Yes, you do.
Here's another one we can't find room for.
Who can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I have to tell the premium.
Is this the one where you're standing with the native girl? And yeah. This is from Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, right? What scene is this from?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay. There you go. I don't know. Yeah. Thank you, Charlie.
Way to handle the tough questions, Charlie.
Take your pants off instead.
Gee, let me think. Sure.
You sat through the movie and put it on tape, right?
Right, but he doesn't know which tape this is.
Although, I'll give him some. You know, we should isolate that. That would be a good drop-in. Charlie Broyhill saying, I don't know.
Gee, Mr. Broyhill, I don't know.
Let me see, what is that? Tape number one?
Yeah.
All right. Well. A little segment's worth replaying, isn't it?
Gee, let me think. Go back.
Yeah, further back than that when you asked him the question and he gave you his direct answer.
What would be good? There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine.
Oh, here it is. Is this the one where he's standing with the native girl? Yeah. This is from Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, right? What scene is this from?
I don't know.
We don't know. Why don't you isolate that and put that on tape? This would be that. I don't even have to ask you the questions anymore. I mean, I can ask the questions. I don't have to wait for the response. I have the answer ready right there.
His entire vocabulary, I don't know, and it'll be about 5 minutes.
Hold on, let me try one more time.
There you go. I don't know.
Charles Boyle.
Ate your calls, right? What scene is this from?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Charlie Broyle, who's president of the United States?
I don't know.
We don't. Every question. And it is from the first movie. It is from Ace Ventura.
The original.
Pet Detective.
Right. It's the scene with Sean Young.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, it's contagious. I don't know. I don't know.
Charlie, what do you want to be when you grow up? From?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, listen, on with the program. We'll get right to Can You Get to 10? Tomorrow we'll go through all the tapes from A to Z, all day.
Now here's your chance to win a prize from Don and Mike's on 10. Just make it through their list of lies from 1 to 10.
Now, we have a bunch of new cities that have signed on since we have done Can You Get to 10. Let me explain it here real fast. If you want to play the game right now, you'll want to get a piece of paper and a pencil. Here's how we do it. We will construct a huge lie.
Yes, with 10 individual segments.
The lie will end up with you having glorious 3-, 4-, or 5-way sex with a variety of people. What we ask you to do is call your mom and dad. It always works best if you call your mother and father.
Right.
You say to them, Mom and Dad, I'm on a radio show, and I'm doing a bit where I confess my sin.
Right.
Okay? Because another one of the fabulous new things that we have to do is tell people that they're on the air whenever we do any kind of contest.
That's how it works.
So you're lying to your parents, but it's okay because the whole thing's a big lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you say to them, I'm on the radio, I'm doing a thing where I want to make a confession. I want to come clean with you about something. Then, in your own style, you have to repeat back to your parents the 10 lies from number 1 to number 10 that we've given you in the exact order. If you get through all 10 lies without your parents hanging up on you, saying that they don't believe you, or disputing you, you win $50.
That's right. Serious cash money.
Now, we go through the newspaper. Now, let's see. The first celebrity that we got to have is Rudy Marks, because we always include...
Yeah, Rudy is always included, and he's usually at the hotel.
Right. Now, as I go through the paper, we're going to look for photographs of any celebrities who are hot right now. I've got USA Today. I've got Michael Jackson. We don't want him.
Got Deepak Chopra.
But you know what? See, he's in the news because he's alleged to have been with a hooker.
That's right.
So he wouldn't have been in our room with Rudy and the rest.
Right.
Anthony Quinn wouldn't work.
No.
Michael Jackson, no. Elizabeth Taylor, no. You know what? I'm gonna say if we're going fat, I'm going to say Rosie O'Donnell.
All right, Rosie O'Donnell.
Although, do you think that it would be too unbelievable now that she's so popular with her family-oriented TV show that she would be in a hotel room having crazy three-way sex?
You might want to go with Ricky Lake. You might want to go with a backup daytime TV talk star.
I'd be somebody a little fatter than Ricky Lake, though.
Somebody fatter than Ricky Lake.
Who's a TV personality who is fatter than Ricky Lake? Because Ricky Lake's really not that fat anymore. Are you thinking of Hemp Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. Shirley Hemp Hill from What's Happening.
I just want everyone to know this is going to be very... Very Mike, difficult for me.
Oh, Mike had like a Vegas wedding with her.
Very very believable, though, because she's been out of the limelight for quite some time.
All right, so you have Shirley Hemphill, Rudy Martsky.
Right.
Now a guy. Who's a real fat guy.
You want a fat guy with her?
Yeah. But it's too bad John Candy's dead. He was always the perfect choice in these situations.
You John Goodman.
Okay, yeah, good one.
All right.
John Goodman.
All right.
Hey, how lame do you think the new Blues Brothers act is? I saw an ad on MTV.
Does it really look bad?
Well, it is, what's his name? Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
And Jim Belushi.
Right.
And John Goodman.
So the three of them up on stage?
They're down in Atlanta where they're opening up. It's Dan Aykroyd's new way of making money. The Blues Brothers Bar, which is the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
And they opened one up in Atlanta for the Olympics, and they got the three of them up on. So, you know, that's Aykroyd and John Belushi. That should not be screwed with.
Yeah, and I know he has trouble letting go of that. I've seen him interviewed and talking about it and really loved that time in his life, but I'm not sure whether I really dig the fact that he's trying to make all this money on it.
Well, look at his career, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what choice does he have?
Well, Dr. Detroit, too. Mm. That's the choice he has done. I've always said that about Dan Aykroyd.
I like Dr. Detroit.
Dr. Detroit. That was great. I think that's the best movie that Dan Aykroyd ever did. That's the only movie I ever really thought he was funny.
They should call their new place the Heart Attack Cafe. Welcome to the Heart Attack Cafe.
Yeah, Dr. Detroit.
All right, so our celebrities are Shirley Hemphill,
yep.
Rudy Martsky, John Goodman, and...
you could have Jim Belushi.
No, he's got to be fatter than Jim Belushi. Because we want...
Al Roker.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Perfect. There's our four celebrities.
Which means it's going to be glorious five-way sex.
And hold on, let me add one more to the list, okay?
Okay.
Chris Farley. So it'll be six-way.
This is our tons of fun. Can you get to 10?
All right, so the celebrities that we're going to use are Shirley Hemphill, Rudy Martsky, John Goodman, Al Roker, and Chris Farley. Now, what you want to do is get out your pencil and your piece of paper and write down these lies exactly as we concoct them. And you specialize, format the lies for your particular situation.
Yeah, we want you to include the major parts of each lie, but you have to weave it into your own personal story.
If you're in San Diego, it would be highly believable in a major city that you're walking down the street and you could run into Chris Farley. I don't think it's as believable in Boise, Idaho, that you could run down the street and run into Chris Farley, so you'd have to concoct a story that you're somewhere else.
And since we've got Al Roker there, we have a member of the NBC team, we can make it an Olympic party.
Okay. Number one.
Whatever city you're in.
Mom, Dad, it's me, your son, Don. You will not believe what happened to me today. I was walking in downtown Washington, and again, now you put whatever city you live in. I'm walking in downtown D.C., and I see Al Roker, you know, the big fat weatherman from the Today Show.
It's going to flow like wine right now because you started with Al Roker. I'll tell you that right now.
I say, hey, Al Roker, how you doing? And he says, hey, how are you? It's nice to be in your town. We start talking. Al Roker's a very nice guy, Mom and Dad. And you know what? He invites me to an Olympic party. So whatever way you got to set that up, you're walking down the street, you run into Al Roker, he's such a nice guy, he invites you to an Olympic party. That is lie number one.
All right.
Number two, please.
He lets me into his chauffeur-driven limousine, and sitting in the back is the very talented Shirley Hemphill, enjoying a tray of complimentary snacks.
Lie number two, you're in the limo, Shirley Hemphill... He invites you to limo. Shirley, see, we're writing these down as we're speaking today.
Right. He invites me into limo. Shirley Hemphill in the back, eating snacks.
Okay.
All right.
We get in the limo. We drive on another few feet. And Al says, hey, we need some more beer. Okay. That's number three. Al Roker says, hey, we need some more beer. Hey, we need more beer. Number four, please.
All right. We stop at the hotel gift shop. No, we stop into the hotel bar to get beer. And in there, we see John Goodman and Rudy Martsky. And they are both extremely drunk. And then I want to end this with, Al asks them if they're coming upstairs to the Olympic party.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Right. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's got to be number four. We're going to get way out of ours. This is going to be candy. Okay. Get to five because we're all going to end up having sex pretty soon.
Okay. All right. So we see them. They go into the hotel bar to get beer. We're on line number what?
Number four is they go to the hotel bar to get beer.
Go to the hotel bar to get beer.
They've seen John Goodman and Rudy Martsky. And right. They are drunk.
And they are very, very drunk.
Line number five. Al Roker says, hey, guys, we're going to an Olympics party. Why don't you come with us? And John Goodman says, we got a party going on in our room right now. Right upstairs. We got a party upstairs. Okay? Mm-hmm. Have we gotten everybody in? Oh, we don't have Chris Farley yet. Chris Farley should be upstairs already at the party.
Okay. So, all right, so they say to John Goodman and Rudy, come upstairs to the party. And John Goodman says they've got their own party going on?
Yes. John Goodman says, we got a room in this hotel right now.
All right.
We got a party right now. Go on up. Come on, we'll go with you. However you formulate this. Al Roker invites them to the Olympic party. John Goodman says, why wait? We've got a party going on in our room right now.
All right. On to our number six now?
Yes.
as John Goodman, Shirley Hempel, Al Roker, Rudy Martsky,
and I
get on the elevator, we run into Chris Farley, who is on the elevator vomiting. I decided we'd have Chris Farley meet them on the elevator.
All right, number six, you meet Chris Farley on the elevator. He's in the corner vomiting. Number seven, Al says, oh, my God, he's got vomit all over him. We get to the room, and Al says, take his clothes off and put him in the shower.
Meet him Farley to the room.
Okay, Al says, clean him up, take his clothes off, and put him in the shower.
And that's line number seven, right?
Right, number seven.
All right, line number eight. At this point, Rudy says, hey, he looks pretty good without his clothes. Why don't we all get naked?
How you doing?
Yeah, they always end up the same, don't they, bud? Yeah.
He looks good naked. Let's all get in.
Mm-hmm.
The shower. Line number nine. We're in the shower. Now, this will work if you're a guy or if you're a gal.
All right, so it's Rudy says he looks good naked. He looks good without his clothes. Let's all get
in the shower.
Let's all get in the shower.
Let's get in the shower.
All right.
Number nine. Mom, when we're in the shower, Al Roker kissed me. Kissed me full on the mouth. Say that. Al Roker kissed me full on the mouth.
In the shower, Al Roker.
Al Roker kissed me full on the mouth and then said, let's have some real fun.
Let's have some real fun.
Then line number 10, of course.
Since we were all naked in the shower, we all had glorious
six-way sex. You know what's gone from two-way to three-way to four-way today, all the way up to six-way sex.
Here's your chance to win a prize from Don and Mike. Don't care.
Yeah.
Just make it through their list of prizes from one to number 10.
Very important, that last one, that you got to mention glorious
right
six-way sex.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's review these lies.
If I can read my own writing.
Lie number one. Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I'm walking down the street today, and I run into Al Roker, the very likable weatherman from the Today Show. He invites me to an Olympics party.
Right.
Line number two.
In the limo, Shirley Hempel is sitting in the back seat eating snacks.
Line number three. We're driving in a limo, me, Al Roker, and Shirley Hempel, and Al says, hey, we're running out of beer. We need some more beer.
We go, line number four, we go to the hotel bar to get beer. As we get to the hotel bar, Al Roker sees Rudy Martsky and John Goodman, and they are both very drunk.
Now, you'll have to explain to your mom or dad, they probably know who John Goodman is. You say, Rudy Martsky's a famous columnist from USA Today.
Fits right in.
Number five, Al Roker invites John Goodman and Rudy Martsky to the Olympic party. John Goodman says, hey, what are you wasting your time for? I got a room right upstairs. The party is upstairs. Line number six.
Al Roker, Rudy Martsky, Shirley Hempel, John Goodman, and I get on the elevator, and we bump into Chris Farley, who is in the corner vomiting.
Number seven. Al says, clean him up. Let's get it. Well, he's all covered with vomit. Bring him into the room. Somebody get his clothes off him and put him in the shower.
Line number eight. Rudy says he looks good without his clothes on. Let's all get naked in the shower.
Line number nine. So, Mom, Dad, I'm naked in the shower with John Goodman, Shirley Hempel, Rudy Martsky, Al Roker, and Chris Farley. And Mom, Dad, Al Roker kisses me on the mouth. Real full kiss on the mouth. And then, line number 10.
Al says, since we're all naked, let's have glorious six-way sex.
Now,
If you can get through all of those lies,
it'll be a tall tale.
And your mother or father is still on the phone, and they believe you.
That's right.
Then you win, what is it, $50? You win $50.
$50, one of our best Can You Guess It deadlines ever.
Okay, those are the lies. We won't hold you word to word. Oh, and you also can't rush through them so fast that your parents don't have time to react.
No, you got to put it all together and make it as convincing as possible.
You got to weave these lies into your own twisted tale. The only thing that we'll really be sticklers about is the last one, that you've got to say we had glorious six-way sex.
Yeah.
Now, this works with guys or gals from anywhere in America. Call us at 1-800-636-1067. Our toll-free number right now from anywhere. We'll do Can You Get to 10 right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
We are Howard Stern. We are Don and Mike. We are G. Gordon Liddy. We are the Grease Man. We are Pharrell on the Bench. We are Infinity Broadcasting, 1300 AM, WJFK. We are Baltimore.
Hartsky, John Goodman, Al Roker, and Chris Farley.
What a cocktail.
Do you want to try it with a guy or with a gal? I'd
like to try it with a gal first.
All right. Asking you shall receive. Here is Karen from Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Thank you for listening to the show. Going to be calling your mom. I see they're out of state. Your mom and dad are in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay, now you've got all 10 lies?
Yeah, I sure do.
Remember, what you want to do now is weave them in your own inimitable style.
Are you a good weaver?
I am a very good weaver.
You get all the way to the very end. Oh, and don't forget, you have to tell your parents that you're calling from the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
They can do anything to confess a sin. Okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me dial up mom and dad.
I hope she's a talented weaver, because this could be one of the best.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get a winner here. All right, Karen, here we go. You're conferenced now with your parents.
Okay.
This would be a tough one to weave.
Absolutely. So many players.
So much sex. So much big, sloppy sex.
So much beef on the hook.
Where would
been the theme of today's show, hasn't it?
Hello.
Oh.
All right, hold on.
How many times do we have to tell people, let us know when your parents are home?
Yeah. Darn it.
For God's sakes, we try to play this game.
Do we have another woman, or we have just guys? Oh, we got guys now.
Oh, boy.
Nothing but guys.
All right, that means it's going to be a homosexual thing.
Let's go to Brett in Chico, California. Well, bisexual. Don't forget, Shirley Hemphill's all woman.
Sorry.
Hello, Brett.
Greetings.
Well, some circumstances, you can pass for a man.
Absolutely.
Brett from Chico. Okay, calling your mom, and where does she live?
Burlington.
Iowa?
Yes.
We happen to have a show, though. Hope your mom's not listening.
I doubt she is.
I don't think there's any chance of that. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go.
All right, I hope he's talented. Sounds like a young buck. Sometimes that can be good. Sometimes that can be bad.
Well, remember, Brett, you want to go at a nice, even pace here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was the important part.
Well, nobody's parents are home.
Nobody's parents at home today?
No, it's summertime. Parents go away in the summer. At least mine always did.
Parents should always stay at home.
Parents should be home 24 hours a day.
You have reached 985.
No.
All right. Let me go to the next line.
Another feller.
This would be, yep, it's Johnny.
Johnny
from Rochester, New York. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, boys.
Hi, just about to call your mom here. Your mom lives in Rochester also?
Yeah, outside.
All right. Hold the line.
All right, just outside of Rochester. Who's outside? Well, that's going to be tough then for her to answer the phone unless she's got a cordless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
What did he say? She's outside?
She lives outside. Outside Rochester.
Outside Rochester. Outside Rochester, New York. Gotcha.
Hello?
John?
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, ma'am.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sitting around listening to your favorite radio show.
What's
the
that?
The one you hate so much.
You might want to tell her, you know, what's going on here, John.
Oh. Remember that opening of Frontier Field the other night?
Uh-huh.
John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell your mom why you're calling with a radio show.
Radio station I tried to get you to listen to for years, and you hate it because it's nasty.
We're playing our game that we call Amazing Stories, and John had probably one of the most amazing ones. And
we wanted him to call you to share it with you also.
Because we've never heard one like this. This is incredible.
It is?
Yes. John, isn't there something you want to tell your mom?
Yeah, I was going to call her like a couple days ago, but I haven't got around to it, so this is a good time.
All right, tell your mom the story you just told us.
Mom, you know Al Roker? He's on CNN there, I think, or something.
Yeah.
Off Frontier Field when I was there for the grand opening the other night.
Uh-huh.
New stadium. And we were talking with one of my buddies there, knew him through some of the work he did. He was having an Olympic party.
My prediction, this guy's too dim-witted to get through this thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Al Roker. I love his work on CNN.
For this guy. And I said, well, I got to get my car. I went out there. He said, we'll go in my limo. We got in the limo there, and Shirley Empel was in there, in the back of the limo.
I think you're trying to combine number one and number two.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's two.
And then he went to get us all a drink. There wasn't none. He said, we got to get some beer.
All right.
Driving down, stopped at the hotel down there on Lyle Avenue.
Uh-huh.
It's up to number four.
We goes in the bar. Man, they had all kinds of celebrities at that grand opening. You know who was at the bar?
Who was there?
Tom Goodman, Rudy Marsky. They were drunk, which what? Goodman always is. I don't know about Marsky, but
number
what
four.
You read about him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He's doing a little better.
Yeah, Roker wanted us to... He introduced us all, and he asked me, told him he was having an Olympic party.
Olympic.
Next door there.
L-I-M-P-I-C.
Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Asked us all to come up.
The Olympic.
I don't want to tell you this. You'll get mad at me.
Well, that's kind of number five.
Go ahead.
Okay. I promise I'll go to church Sunday, too.
Good.
And confess my sins.
All right.
It's good. All right. Slow down.
Good Al Goodman thing. Said they were already having a party upstairs.
Now that's number five.
Oh, well. We got on the elevator and we all went up there, and Chris Farley was on there throwing up. You know who Chris Farley is?
Yeah.
Okay. He was in there throwing up. Yeah. Oh, man. That stunk. He must have been in there a while. But he must have used the elevator.
But I had this guy picked as a slack Joe Yoko, but he's weaving a fine thing.
Got up the room. They all told him to take his clothes off, throw his butt in the shower.
That's number seven.
Well, they did. They just took his clothes off.
It's kind of homespun.
Shirley was there just ogling everything. Rudy said, man, he looks good with no clothes on. Let's all get in. So we were all pretty well... Had a few drinks.
Number eight.
We've been at the field there for a few hours. So we all jumped in the shower. Unbelievable. But we did.
Uh-huh.
So we were in there, and me, being the youngest one of the bunch, Al Roker there looked at me and grabbed me by the head and put a big lip lock right on my lip. Started kissing me there. I thought he was kidding, and he got passionate.
Number nine.
Started pulling me toward him and everything.
Those guys did a good job.
I couldn't believe it. I was getting sick. I was ready to puke myself. He said, well, see, we're all in there. Let's all have some fun. We all got in the shower, and we had sex in the bathroom, in the shower, and
got it the right way.
All over the place. We just had a big free-for-all.
He didn't say glorious.
No, sorry, too, Shirley, but I guess you enjoyed it.
Too slow-witted for that.
I was going to tell you this the other day, but
let's see what Mom's reaction is.
I was thinking about
it. It's a big city, Mom.
She believes him.
I guess it is.
Well, I was scared to tell you.
Do you know where he gets
pretty
that
strange happenings here.
Slow-wittedness.
There's
from.
Pretty strange happenings here.
You hear about all the people that were up at the opening there at the field?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that I met him.
Well, I don't. Yeah, it sure is. But
John, did you tell your mom the part that you told us about the glorious six-way sex?
Yeah, I told her.
I don't think I heard you describe it exactly that way.
Oh yeah, I said we jumped in the shower. Everybody jumped in the shower, and we all had sex.
That was the that was the best celebrity story we heard on our featured celebrity stories.
Yeah, so we had sex.
Amazing stories.
Amazing celebrity stories.
It started in the shower, Mom. I told her. Didn't you hear me? I told her it ended up in the...
You're telling us that you had sex with Shirley Hemphill, Rudy Marsky, John Goodman, Al Roker, and Chris Farley?
Yes.
Mom, you sound like you're in a state of shock.
Well, my mother's a Christian.
She's a good Christian woman?
Yeah.
Mom, you sound like you're in a state of shock.
Well, some of the things that my son does amaze me, but...
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Now here's a chance
to win
a prize from Don and Mike.
The Dell family.
Make it through their list of
prizes.
Bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum.
Well, listen.
Okay.
You win the $50, John.
That's right. You did. And now come clean with your mom.
Yeah.
It's all a pack of lies.
It's a pack of lies, my gosh. Uh-huh. And the engines are surrounding the fork.
I don't know. I never know whether to believe you or not.
So you think it's entirely possible that your son would have sex with Shirley Hemphill, Rudy Martsky, John Goodman, Al Roker, and Chris Farley?
You'd have to know my son.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
That's good, Mom. Thank you. You got to go with her.
All right,
you get the $50, and for your mom, we have flowers from 1-800-Flowers. For any occasion, call 1-800-Flowers. Stop by one of the stores and visit 1-800-Flowers online.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mom, has your son told you about our show?
Oh, yeah, he's told me about it.
Yeah, we play this game. The game's called Can You Get to 10? And we write 10 lies for your son to tell. And if he makes it through and we think you believe him, then he wins the money.
Oh.
And he won the money today.
Well, see, the show's not so sick after all.
No, I guess not.
There it's a go. Happy ending. Yeah, all right.
Everybody's happy.
Thank you, Balt.
Okay.
Thank you. And, John, hold on a second. And, Mom, hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ma.
Are we talking?
I didn't know what to say.
You can talk to us? Huh? I can talk to you?
No, I didn't know. Well, I thought it'd be cute. You know, I've been listening to them guys for 10 years. You always tell me, turn that thing off when I was home.
These verbal skills.
Are they fun to listen to now?
Verbal skills.
I don't know. I haven't really listened to
them.
Not
exactly treasured in this family.
Once in a while.
Yeah. I think it's passed down, Mike. I think it's Joe
business.
Well, I'm not into show business, you know that. I
kind of
listen.
What?
Easy listening, you know.
They're
easy listening.
Huh?
They're easy listening. They're interesting.
I don't know.
Can't listen to that easy listening stuff.
Just,
it numbs the brain.
I listen to them. They don't swear.
They don't swear.
No.
I might call them.
You're goddamn right about that. Amen to that. Hey, for goodness sake. I'm being bored to tears by this conversation.
Oh,
both
my
of you,
gosh.
Hold the line, both of you.
Wow.
Hold on a second. You know, I wish we had more time because we have more women calling wanting to play the game.
That might be a lie that we'll have to just save and bring out and use the next time we do it.
There you go. That way we don't have to waste the time using the brain power to come up with these fantastic lies.
Yeah, we'll just remind ourselves of the Shirley Hemphill, Al Roker, John Goodman, Rudy Martsky, Chris Farley lie.
We'll be right back.
Radio gods, Don and Mike. Yo. Are going on an adventure. The Don and Mike Show.
Bring me Radu. Bring him on in. Here's a channel check. Thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. Don and Mike on the Best Buds VOD Entertainment Network in Tampa Bay, Florida. Our radio station is 1010 Talks, WQYK. Hi there, Radu.
Hi.
Lafayette, Louisiana Sports Radio, KC, KACY. And thank you for listening in Syracuse, New York on our brand new station, WOLF. Well, here is the great Radu. Welcome to the show, Radu.
I'm so pleased to be here.
Now, all I know about Radu is watching the Regis and Kathy Me show, and you hear Regis say, I took a workout today with Radu. Always taking his shirt off, wanting to show his muscles.
That is Regis.
So you actually trained Regis Philbin,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And Radu has a book out called Radu's Simply Fit, and it's his brand new workout book. Hey, Radu, hold on a second. I think I got a surprise. Hello?
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 I certainly hope, now that he's a world-famous author, that Radu has time to train me once in a while. Hello, Radu.
How are you, Regis?
How's it going?
How did you know I'm here?
I've called these maniacs before. And
he's been on our show before, Radu.
Oh, I see.
And I knew you were going to be there. How's your world-famous book tour going?
It's coming along, sir. Those people are really wonderful.
I'll tell you something. These guys need to get in shape, don't you think?
Now, listen, I know that one of us is in pretty good shape.
I just want to know when Radu is coming back to New York to train me. How are you, Radu?
I'm fine. And ready.
That's good. Is your book tour going well?
Yeah, thank you very much for last night and this morning. Yes, it's doing well.
It's my pleasure, Radu.
Listen, can I ask a very personal question? Radu, have you ever been training Regis? And Regis, you don't mind if I ask you a personal question, do you?
You go ahead, Donna. We'll go right ahead. I don't care.
Has Regis ever had any gastrointestinal problems while you've been training him?
Oh,
God. I'll tell you what.
That's the blue humor. I don't care. I'm going to get off the line in a second if you keep talking like that.
I've got a personal trainer, and he does this thing where I lay on my back, and we stretch, and he will take my leg, and he will push my leg back.
Uh-huh.
Push my leg back. And sometimes when he does that, you know,
I don't like this.
Yeah, yeah,
something happens.
This is lousy stuff here. I don't like this.
Does that hurt? Hello?
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, great. Okay. How long has that ever happened with Regis Philbin?
No.
It's never happened. How long have you known him?
Oh, about 5-6 years.
Wow. You know him well?
Very well.
Well, Radu, get ready for a surprise.
Okay.
Come on in, Regis.
Hi, Radu.
That was not Regis Philbin. That was Regis. Mike O'Mara.
It was Mike O'Mara. Yeah. Fun and games on the Dynamite Show.
What a great impersonation.
Did I get you?
You got me.
You got it
you
got in Ukraine, yeah, and that's good.
I feel good about that.
You know, I said to Mike during the break, I said, listen, go in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on the phone and you be Regis. Now, here's the other thing. Because I know you were in the other room and you couldn't see the reaction. You didn't know that he bought it hook, line, and sinker.
I did buy it.
I didn't know it sounded like it, but I wasn't sure.
I'm not used to these things.
Yeah, yeah, you have the headphones and we have the reverb.
Like him, I do.
If you could have seen his face, I know you would have taken it to the next step. What a bitch that Kathy Lee is.
I'd vote this one.
Well, listen, Radu, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, how did you get into physical fitness with the Stars? And incidentally, a good move putting Cindy Crawford on the cover instead of Radu.
You're going to sell a lot of books that way.
We hope so.
How did you get into this whole nutty fitness thing with celebrities?
I started in 1977, and my first famous client was Bianca Jagger.
And, oh, yeah.
From there, I started to have Anthony Quinn, Ben Gazzara, Tony Bennett, Susan Sarandon, and many, many others.
So when it started with Bianca Jagger, was it just word of mouth? Is that the way it started?
No, I used to have a train. I used to train Halston. Mm-hmm. Halston,
the designer, right?
The designer, mm-hmm. Yeah, and Elsa Peretti, the jewelry designer.
Mm-hmm.
And Bianca just, I think, was in separation with Meek.
Mm-hmm.
And was staying at Halston's townhouse in 63rd Street in Park
Avenue. New York Society, wow.
So then that's how it started. He said, mm-hmm. You have to train her, she's depressed, and you better do something. And I said, okay, it was my dream. She was really the queen of 54 and everything.
Sure, Studio 54.
Even
right?
When you get somebody like Cindy Crawford, very sweaty, when you're really working around, I bet she still smells great, right? Even when she's the sweatiest?
Always.
Always?
Always.
And what about the... Another guy I want to ask you about is JFK Jr.
Yeah.
Now what type of guy is JFK Jr.? Nice guy, down to earth guy?
Down to earth, very balanced. Wow. I was going to say, so balanced, so down to earth, and has a really moral values, and it's a great guy.
Do you ever get anybody that comes into your exercise studio and decides that that they're more important than anything else, and you get so fed up that you actually tell them to take a walk?
I think only once it's somebody from L.A. I did.
Oh, really? Life. Somebody we would recognize? Is it a famous person?
He was not a famous person. The girl that I was training was, and he was kind of a manager. And really, until I went, I went to her, and I said, listen, if this guy comes once more in my gym, I don't know. I'm not going to keep my dumbbells.
Who was she?
I'm not going to.
Oh, come on, Radu. Come on, Radu. I tell you what, here's the deal we'll make. For every good thing that you tell us, I'll give you a commercial for your book. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So now, right now, you want a good commercial for the book? Tell me who the link is.
Well, I cannot tell you that. Because actually, I can't.
Oh, really?
You can't.
Right. Yeah, I guess that would kind of blow your business if you were telling stories about everybody you trained.
All right, now listen.
In a way, it's true.
What about Matthew Broderick?
Matthew.
Now, when you're working him out, do you ever say, stretch. Think of that car in Ireland.
Talking about Matthew, do you know that Jennifer Grey, that was in the car with him when they had an accident. She used to be my girl in the gym. Mm-hmm. She was still kind of just finished college. And was taking dancing classes and everything, and she was taking classes in my gym.
And she was in the car with Matthew Broderick
at
happened?
That time, yeah.
Wow.
And your boyfriend, girlfriend at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. They were going out together.
That's right.
And now he's with...
And that's so funny. When he came over, I talked to him about it, and he said that, you know, because he was still kind of a shaky after the accident, and was telling me about the stories that, you know, haunted him for a long time. And I said, you know, I know Jennifer very well. I used to train her. He says, wow,
It's so funny, but she was lucky she didn't get hurt. I got hurt. Maybe I should work with your weight a long time ago.
Now, is he a guy that, he's obviously got, he doesn't have a muscular build at all. Do you,
what kind of stuff do you do with Matthew Broderick? What's the workout?
Matthew loves very much bicycling, mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the program is a lot of lower body work, and I also work his upper body because he needs to pull the bike, you know, when he goes up on the hills.
What about Vanessa Williams?
No. Yeah, what is it like with Vanessa Williams?
Vanessa is joy.
That's happening.
Exactly.
You just watch her work out. You don't even have to do anything, right?
I really think
if I was going to stare at anybody while you were working them out, and it was a choice between Cindy Crawford and Vanessa Williams, I think I'd go with Vanessa Williams.
You know what was so great about Vanessa when I was with Vanessa training for the Kiss of the Spider Woman?
Right.
And, you know, she was taking a show from a very classic ballet background lady, and Vanessa supposed to really try to overcome that, that very high role model of a Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Right.
And we were talking, and I went and I saw the show, the original show. And I came back and I said, oh, God, Vanessa, look, you cannot be that. Looking at you, you are voluptuous, you are sensual, you are so hot. White hot.
You know, if I had your accent with my brain, I would be the world's biggest playboy. The way you talk,
Vanessa, you are so voluptuous.
Yeah, with all these beautiful. Are you a married guy, Radu?
Yes, I have two children.
You have two children?
And my wife is a surgeon. She's
a surgeon?
That's why she puts up with me.
Oh, my God.
She's too busy.
No, but wow. Vanessa, oh, you're so voluptuous.
You are white hot right now. Let's go over to the ab machine. I will stand over you.
Listen, what about, tell me something about Regis.
Yeah.
When Regis is working out, well, you really, now you're pushing, okay? You've got him lifting the weights.
Work me hard, Radu. Work me as hard as you possibly can.
When you're pushing Regis to his limit, does he ever scream out things about Kathy Lee? Does he ever scream out anything about her?
No, he basically screamed for Cindy. Cindy, where are you when I need you?
Yeah, he's got a thing for Cindy Crawford, doesn't he? Well, what guy doesn't have a thing for Cindy Crawford?
I was going to say, show me one of them.
So in this book that you've got, I'll give you a commercial for your book, even though you've told me nothing
to
do with you. The book is called Radu's Simply Fit, Enjoy the Workout of Your Life with America's Leading Fitness Coach. Why should the average Joe or Joette out there buy this book? What is in this book? What is the big secret that'll make them fit?
Well, the big secret in this book is the motivation that I am trying to bring people to exercise, the inspiration with the examples and the results from the celebrities that everybody tries to emulate, the tools, the knowledge that they can make this exercise as a life-sustaining habit instead of just these spurts of moments. And
okay, hold off. That's enough of the commercial for now. Now we get some more of the stuff we like, then you get another commercial.
That's
right. I'm going to go down the list of your celebrity clients.
Okay.
We're going to play like the word association game. I say the celebrity's name, first thing that comes into your mind, okay? These are people that you've trained. Regis Philbin.
Very astute, very intelligent, very demanding.
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon, very...
White hot. Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen, intelligent, sarcastic, penetrating.
Michelle Pfeiffer. That's pretty good.
Michelle, very smooth, very...
good, I like it. Smooth.
Smooth, very...
JFK Jr.?
JFK, very straight, very athletic. It's a total kind of athletic.
Vandella?
Vandella was... my God, Vandella.
Oh, my God. Vandella.
Vandella was a beautiful girl when she came, and I'm so happy that now she's a top model. She was very straight, very natural girl.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, I met her long before she was the
one word, Radu.
Jodie Foster.
I say Jodie Foster. What do you think? What's the one word?
Very introspect, very nice.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bianca Jagger.
Demanding and very...
Demanding, that's
very
good.
Demanding. So
now,
attention.
Here's a workout session I really want to see.
This is Liza Minnelli. John and Mike... How can I say this? are gay.
Now, what is the workout like with Liza? You go, Liza, pick up the glass of bourbon, bring it to your mouth, put it back down.
Liza.
Liza, what's the one word for Liza?
Liza, it's just life lover.
Okay.
Did I see Anthony Quinn on this list, and you must have done something right with him, because at 81, he has just fathered another child.
Can you believe that?
I mean, do you have anything to do with that, Radu?
Well, I think I put some validity where it was.
Now, listen, Al Roker, you really train Al Roker?
Yes.
Now, what kind of training must Al Roker have? That must be like the Liza Minnelli, where you pick up the fork, put it in your mouth. That must be your biggest embarrassment.
Yeah, it's not working, Radu. I hate to tell you that, but it's not working.
He went into a program now that he watches his diet, and he's went to a very high cardiovascular program. I think he lost like about 25 pounds. 27 pounds per year. That's 4 years. When he used to come to the gym right now, he's doing this program. We'll come back when he lose more weight. We used to have him, and my treadmill is just in front of the big mirror on 56th Street.
Right.
And people used to stop, and Al Roker, and Al is so funny because he lifts his hand and says, I'm here.
And is he a regular? I mean, does he really come? How long has he been coming to you?
It's been for over a year, but like I said, lately.
Over a year. Once every 3 months or what?
Totally.
Really? No, so he's got to be like the
three
one.
Three times and then stops.
Yeah. He's the one celebrity that you don't mention to people, right?
I do. I mean, I like him. He says so.
Yeah, you couldn't put him on the cover of your book.
Oh, well.
All right, what about Ed Koch, former mayor of New York, who we're going to have on the show next week?
I was actually a gift to Mayor Koch by Bianca Jagger once downtown for a charity program.
Oh, yeah. And I trained him on what happened?
No, just to train him on a kind of a...
He's another guy that doesn't strike me as a physically fit individual. Is he,
not even close.
What about this guy? What about the Bronson Pinchot? That's like be ridiculous.
You see my accent? He studied my accent because he was just in the beginning of The Perfect Strangers, and he did take a lot of my way of speaking.
Really?
I swear.
That's terrific. I'm trying to think of that. You know, he's used that accent, make a lot of dough.
All right, and what about not a happy one for you, Margot Hemingway?
Margot, well, it's a sad story with Margot. I was very sad when I heard what happened. Because me and Margot, we go back in like about 79, 80, and her sister also. We used to go to a friend of ours on a barge on Hudson River, and it was July 4th, and she was coming to the gym. Lately, actually, we spent time about 2 years, and she got in pretty good shape, and she got a house in the mountains, and she was so happy. She became vegetarian and microbiotic, and she was actually even trying to make me go into microbiotics because she said I would see a new dimensions of life, and she was so seriously dreaming to change everything, and I don't know what happened.
All right. What do you think about the stuff that they advertise on TV, the stuff where you pay $40 and you get the plastic thing that looks like a bow and arrow, and you push it against your stomach, or they got the pills that you can buy now, the another magic pill that you can buy on television?
Well, you know, since the 50s, those Cell of Hope has been the heart of America advertising. And,
sure.
And still, unfortunately, is victimizing a lot of people that are looking for a quick fix. They don't work. That gadget which you push against your stomach actually is very good for breathing. It's excellent for diaphragm because it makes your diaphragm a little bit harder and increases your lung capacity.
What about the other diaphragm.
A friend of mine, Radu, bought the Ab Roller Plus, and I was wondering what you'd think of that, the Ab Roller Plus. That's advertised on TV, and my friend really hasn't used it a lot.
Probably hasn't over the box.
he used it twice, and it causes a little bit of back pain for him, and I'm wondering what you think of the Ab Roller.
I am not so sure about the back pain, except if the adjustments of the way the person stays, I don't know. I salute that machine mostly because a lot of people have hard time keeping their head up, and if put your head on the rest so you can continue this.
He's thinking about going out and getting the AbWorks thing, the Nordic thing.
All of them will be the same.
They will be the same.
You can do without.
I think it's kind of cool that you at least are honest about that and you say things about other projects that are okay. You just want people to exercise, right?
That every time I see a gadget, I'm saying, thank God, even if they use it for 3 times, it's an attempt.
Okay.
When Regis had his heart attack, a couple of years, the angioplasma.
Yeah.
Was this real or was this made up for the ratings? Because you know what happened right around the time of the sweeps.
Unfortunately, it happened.
It was true.
Yes. He scared the wits out of me.
Have you put him on a strict diet?
We tried very much, but Regis is not really that controllable.
You know,
he likes to eat, you know.
I was watching Regis on the show the other day, and he was talking about, you know, he had that heart attack. He wasn't saying anything about the heart attack, but he was talking about how Joy and Regis were at Morton's the other night. And I was saying, you know, if you go into Morton's, you're not going there for help.
Not for help.
Regis is still eating the big chops and steaks?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Not as big anymore.
Right.
Smaller portion.
Little how ones. About that wife of
Regis?
Huh?
Joy?
Yeah, the wife is. She's pretty, fine, huh?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Joy is great.
You ever work her out?
No, she doesn't work out. She does her own little thing home. And actually, she does sing this tape now.
How many times has Regis popped into your exercise studio?
Well, before Reebok Sports Center opened, he used to come like 3-4 times a week. Now, it's coming when he's seeing his agent in 50 West, 57
West Street. So it's only when he's coming to town or something?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Of all these people I see, Regis, Susan Sarandon, is it Sarandon or Sarandon?
Sarandon.
Candace Bergen, all of these people, who's the best tipper and who's the worst tipper? Do they tip you?
They don't tip me.
They don't tip you?
No, they don't tip the boss, they say. No, it's not. Nobody gave me Christmas presents.
Who gave you the nicest?
Actually, you see the cover on this book. It's my last Christmas present from Cindy Crawford.
Oh, the picture of you guys
my
together?
She appeared for free on the cover of the book?
Totally.
Oh, way to go, Rad.
Now, did Regis charge you for his picture on the back cover?
No.
Who gave you the nicest Christmas present last year of all your celebrity clients?
Cindy. Gave me the best Christmas present. Gave me a cappuccino coffee.
Well, that's great. A
cappuccino machine.
Who gave you the worst present or no present? Who you expected a present from?
I think last Christmas, Bianca didn't give me anything for the first time. I don't know what I did wrong.
Bianca.
And what about Faye Dunaway?
Oh, Faye.
Christina, Christopher.
She's
damn it.
Mommy Dearest. We love her.
We love Mommy Dearest.
Yeah, no. Faye is fabulous. She's a woman that likes everything, a little bit of everything.
And, you know, I see this list of celebrities.
Twitter. I
see this list,
and I hardly knew her.
I have an important question for you. In your opinion, do all these famous people, is there really much difference between celebrities and the average person that comes into your studio?
Physically, there is no difference.
Except for Cindy Crawford,
two legs, two arms, and we are the same. The difference, I think,
tougher to motivate, maybe.
Stays with normal people, it's tougher
to motivate. Celebrities are easier to motivate.
They are paid to look good, and they know they don't get a job either. They don't look the certain way. So it's harder for a normal person to motivate.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing. Hey, Rob.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Greg. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just wanted somebody to come in for you to take a look at the size of my...
Rob. This is Rod and this is Rob.
This is Rob A.
Now, look at him and describe what would you recommend for this young lad.
Well, I would recommend...
Don't hold your stomach in, Rob. Let it go.
I would recommend a lot of abdominal work, some upper body strengthening. In rest, he's got great legs.
He's got great legs. Yes, he does.
Great legs.
Yeah. Did you play football or something on your...
Yeah, right. I did a lot of theater, Rabbit.
I think these guys are keeping you running around because you look like having strong legs.
Yeah, he's got very good legs.
And this book, $18.95. Worth $18.95?
Worth every penny of it.
Worth every penny of it. Available everywhere. Now, are you going to be signing this book anywhere, or are you just here just to do our show?
I will sign for anybody is going to. I'll consider signing them to the Team Radu.
Okay, to the Team Radu.
Got it. Cool. That's very cool, and we wish you a lot of luck with the book.
Hey, Thank you very much.
Anything you want to tell us about any of these other celebrities? Regis has never said it. Has Regis ever called Kathy Lee the B word in front of you?
No. No,
the
same
word.
Only once she was very upset on Cindy and I. We after we had the videotape, we went on his show and Kathy Lee said, "I'm never going to take my workout clothes and be with Cindy on the stage." So I was leading the workout, doing some exercises from the book. So I took a mat out. I take a pair of weights, dumbbells out from the stage. So I'm preparing just for Regis and for Cindy.
Right.
So I'm going, putting everything away. We're starting the show, and all of a sudden, who's coming in the workout?
Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee. She's in the workout outfit?
In the workout outfit. Oh. I was totally unready, and Regis said to me, he said she did that exactly intentionally to give you a hard time.
Oh, that's great. Oh. And Raquel Welch, was she fun to work with?
Raquel, actually, you know, so funny about Raquel, I was not an honest entrance, was a backdoor entrance because she was...
Excuse me? Pardon me?
Backdoor entrance.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know why? Because she was doing a videotape, and she came over and learned some exercises.
That was it, huh?
That was it.
Okay. I didn't know that would lose your weight. Now listen, Radu, you're going to be at the YMCA.
Yes.
Washington, D.C. When is this? Tomorrow, guys?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 12:30 in the afternoon. You'll be signing your books at 1 o'clock. For information, call 202-862-9635. Best of luck to you. The book is called Radu's Simply Fit.
Yeah, he's the greatest trainer in the whole wide world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Radu.
Thank you very
much. Thanks. Nice seeing you. Thank you for coming in for this.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. There he is, Radu.
Trainer to the stars.
Radu. I've got to take...
A workout
with Radu.
I'm taking a workout with Radu. Absolutely.
Bye, Radu. I tell you, had it with that Kathy thing.
Yeah. Man, that's great. Oh, yeah. I would have gone on and on if I had known that.
He was sitting there looking at me.
But you started getting blue and I had to hang up because, you know, I don't tolerate that crap.
I know you don't.
I really don't.
I know you don't.
That's terrible. My God. Radu, let's work the biceps.
We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
WJFK.
They're sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right off the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Is he still doing the commercial? Our main man, Rick McClure, is attempting to cut another live commercial in the other room.
Put a credit setback. Would you like to drive away today in an automobile from Manassas Hyundai?
Now, the fun with this is waiting for him to make a mistake.
Right.
At some point, he's going to make a mistake and he's going to curse. And I'm going to have to dump out of it.
Friends for everyone.
But right now, he's in the back production room making a commercial. This is a guy who works behind the scenes here at the station.
Serious eavesdropping.
Manassas Hyundai is one of the fastest-growing dealerships in Northern Virginia. They've got an excellent selection of new Hyundais in stock, ready for delivery. Now, check out their new 96...
I'm going to call him up and interrupt him.
Yeah, good. Check out their new 96 Accents from only 75. Check out their new 96 Accents.
He did it.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, didn't let us down. No disappointment there.
All right, now.
He didn't wait very long, and he gave us the big one, too.
They've got an excellent selection of new Hyundais in stock, ready for the...
Just sounds like he's replaying it right now.
Yeah, we've got to be careful now.
Yeah, I'm going without a delay right now.
Just in case he slips up again.
7,579.
That was a rough one there.
7,579.
That's a Catholic term.
Sorry.
Check out their new 96 accents from only 70.
Now, is he doing this live or is this part taped?
You think this is live?
This is live, yeah. Larry, I want Rick McClure to do the commercials for my next movie.
179.
We're just playing it back now.
We got a decent delay built up again now. Again,
oh, we're too. Back in delay?
Yeah.
Famous.
We're up to about 4 seconds.
Ready for delivery.
He's going over his mountains of takes that he's had to do on this commercial.
Call him again. I won't say it. Just be a hang-up caller.
Okay.
Check out their new 96 accents from only 7,579.
Check out their new
96 accents.
This is making a big light go off in front of his face right now.
Hurry into Manassas Hyundai at the corner of Library and Mathis Avenue.
Hyundai?
Call 703-361-1400. That's 703-361-1400.
Honda or Hyundai, isn't it?
Manassas Hyundai is a good old-fashioned...
It's a combination, like Honda and Hyundai.
New cars.
Yes.
And he waited a little bit too.
Like Camden Cam.
Yes, who is it? Yes.
What is it? I've got to get back to doing my commercial.
It's like Ultima Buick. It's not Ultima Buick. It's not Buick. It's Ultima Buick.
You got to call me. Yeah.
I am. Poor guy just trying to do his work in the next room. I still got the production room up, too, so he's not doing anything right now. He's just looking at the light go off.
He's just stewing right now.
Just mad about whoever it is. That's the telephone you're hearing now. That's not the production room.
You picked up the phone.
And I have our microphones turned off so he can't hear our voices.
There he goes. He just hung up again.
Okay. You going to start doing it again?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if... How come I'm not getting any... He must not have the microphone turned on, huh? He doesn't... I mean, that's the sound of the production room.
Listen, somebody in there say, hey, man, don't you answer your phone? You might say, Dynamite, don't you have anything better to do?
No, don't.
This is big fun for
this
us.
It's one of our funniest gags whenever we time it out that he's doing a commercial when we're on the air.
Sure. you're actually listening to something we do if we were just hanging out in the office.
The big fun, though, is when he's doing a commercial. When you hear him screw up the commercial, because nobody does a commercial on the first take.
Didn't he send an intern in there one time to actually open the door, and there were so many profanities in such a short period of time.
Well, all right, sounds like the fun's over. He's not picking up the phone anymore.
And the studio's still up?
Yeah, I got the pod wide open. He doesn't have the microphone on. Hey, Charlie, stick your head in there and ask him how come he's not answering his phone.
He may have unscrewed the light bulb that flashes when the phone rings.
You know, that is a possibility.
Sure.
What's he doing? What do you want?
Hey, Rick.
Jesus. Hey. Is this the radio station or something?
Hey, Rick, it's Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's going on?
You have a little trouble with that commercial?
Yeah, I kind of like that guy's voice, man, that Italian guy.
Oh, you mean Radu?
Kind of made me tin hunt back here.
He's Romanian.
Bye, Rick.
All right, wait.
Good luck with your Hyundai.
Hey, yeah, same to you.
It's right. Hyundai.
It's Hyundai, man.
You're saying
Hyundai,
you're saying Hyundai.
No, you said Hyundai, like Hyundai. A combination of Honda and Hyundai.
It's Hyundai.
Hyundai. Yeah, listen to the commercial again.
Now I got to redo the spot.
Yeah, that's all a good right. idea. Time's running out.
Hey, right. Buzzy, you want to come in and do this?
Sure.
All right.
Bye, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Think he's going to check it out now?
Yeah, let's see.
Because he is saying Hyundai, and that's not the right...
He didn't say Hyundai.
Well, there's the tape. The sound of the tape rewinding again.
And I didn't say Hyundai.
I said
Hyundai.
Is that going to... Call back to me. Should we cut that?
I hear him rewinding again. Yeah, how can we have a good bit on the show if he doesn't redo the commercial? Excuse me. Lunch.
What'd you have today?
Yeah.
Lentils.
Hey. Hey, you should really redo that commercial, though.
Hey, man, don't you guys got a show to do?
Yeah, that's why we want you to redo the commercial.
I'm going to redo the commercial.
Just do it one time. See if you can do it in one take without any cussing.
Hey, man, you guys didn't hear that.
It's a family show.
Try it one time, and it's Hyundai.
I did say Hyundai.
No, you said Hyundai.
Hyundai. You said Hyundai. You combined Honda and Hyundai.
All right, say, repeat after me. Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. You got it. Perfect. Recut the commercial in your set.
All right, there's no pressure. We'll be listening.
We'll patch in, man. So you guys can.
Come on. Don't patch us. No,
come on. We need the material.
Oh, come on, man. Robin's doing a good job.
Come on. Let us hear you do the commercial. Come on. Try it one time, please.
Stop being so difficult.
All right. I'll try it. One take.
Okay. Bye, Rick.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's a trooper.
Anybody want to take bets?
Who would bet that he can do it in one take? There's nobody would take that sucker bet.
All right, let's see. He's getting ready. I heard some throat clearing.
It's real pressure now for Rick.
All right, let's see if we can do this one day.
Well, here we go.
The whole world listening. Everybody can afford a car at Manassas Hyundai. That's right, everybody. Have you recently suffered a credit setback? Would you like to drive away today in an automobile from Manassas Hyundai? No one will be turned away.
We say Hyundai right now.
They'll even help you with your down payment or no down payment. They've got programs for everyone. Up to $2,000 rebate on selected models. Payments as low as payments as low as $121.
Okay, I'm not good with numbers, man.
All right, let's try it from the top, okay?
Yeah, take it from the top and no mistakes this time.
All right, bye, Rick.
All right.
Bye.
It's great.
All right. Hyundai.
Oh, my.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Everybody can afford a car at Manassas Hyundai. That's right, everybody. Have you recently suffered a credit setback? Would you like to drive away today in an automobile from Manassas Hyundai? No one will be turned away. Short on cash? They'll even help you with your down payment or no down payment. They've got programs for everyone. Up to $2,000 rebate on selected models.
And meanwhile, Manassas Hyundai's loving this because they get their name mentioned like a million times.
Manassas Hyundai is one of the fastest growing dealerships.
Sounds like he's going to do it, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's cruising. An excellent selection of new Hyundais in stock, ready for delivery.
Let me just take care of that.
The new 1996 Accent.
Come on, guys.
You were doing it too good.
Yeah, we wanted to simply say you were doing a great job, Rick. You better take it from the top now.
Hey, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Really good job on that.
Man, I tell you, I can't do anything around here without people eavesdropping here.
All right. You're going to get any respect, dude.
Okay, no, he's doing
some shtick for us.
This will distract him. He won't do a good take this
the
time.
The Rick McClure show.
That's right. Listen to that mouth.
Everybody can afford it.
Rick is the guy, remember, I made the bet with about the Bulls and the Sonics, guy that I had to do the dance for.
All right, Manassas Hyundai. That's right. Everybody can afford a car at Manassas Hyundai. That's right. Everybody. Have you recently suffered a credit setback? Would you like to drive away today in an automobile from Manassas Hyundai? No one will be turned away. Short on cash? They'll even help you with your down payment or no down payment. They've got programs for everyone. Up to $2,000 rebate on selected
models.
We'll
just tell them it's going well.
As low as $121.81. Manassas Hyundai is one of the fastest growing dealerships in Northern Virginia. They've got an excellent selection of new Hyundais in stock, ready for delivery.
They might be
Check
going
out
all
their
the way.
New 96 Accents from only $7,579. Hurry into Manassas Hyundai at the corner of Liberia and Mathis Avenue. Call 703-361-1400. That's 703-361-1400. Manassas Hyundai is a good old fashioned family owned dealership.
Hey, is that it?
He did it.
Did he make it? Was that what's the matter, Charles?
No, he said 7,559.
Right.
What?
It may be written.
59.
Isn't it dollars?
No.
What did he say, Charlie? He said 7,559.
They know 7,579.
You know, Charles, it's just my opinion, but I don't think you're the guru of copywriting.
No, I'm not. But shouldn't it be dollars?
Is it 79 or 59?
It's 59. 579.
When you got a lot of copy, you can sometimes blast out those car dealer numbers like that.
I think you might have gotten the number wrong, though.
Well, no, 7,579. Did I say that?
7,500. Oh, and I think Charles wants you to put dollars on the end of it.
Dollars. Do it like Alex Trebek. Dollars.
Dollars.
You know, we can take care of the whole thing if you just put dollars on the end of that and take it from the top again.
One more time, Rick.
One more time?
No pressure. One more time.
Oh, man, you guys are ruining my voice, man.
Yeah, pick up the tempo a little bit. A little bit quicker.
Bye, Rick.
All right.
So there's room for the tag.
I tell you, good guys at Manassas Hyundai, you're getting what? free spots here.
Everybody's aware of that.
Clear that throat. We're rolling.
This is a good one.
Everybody can afford it. Everybody can afford a car at Manassas Hyundai. That's right. Everybody. Have you recently suffered a credit setback? Would you like to drive away today in an automobile from Manassas Hyundai? No one will be turned away.
Right.
Short on cash?
Yes.
They'll even help you with your down payment or no down payment.
Where's the money?
They've got programs for everyone. Up to $2,000 rebate on selected models.
All right.
Payments as low as $121.81.
Gotcha.
Manassas Hyundai is one of the fastest growing dealerships in Northern Virginia. They've got an excellent selection of new Hyundais in stock, ready for delivery. Check out their new 96 Accents from only $7,579. Hurry into Manassas Hyundai at the corner of the library of the bedroom.
You guys are wrecking my feel, man.
All right,
I got a feeling.
All right, bye.
I got a feeling thing, man.
All right, bye, Rick.
See you.
Bye, we'll let you go. All right.
Enough fun with it. Let him do his dumb commercial.
Yeah, let him do his job.
We got a break.
All right, here we go. Oh.
I really get sit here until 10 o'clock and I do it.
All right, Manassas Hyundai.
He got right to the end.
Everybody.
Right at the last
recently
sentence.
Recently suffered a credit setback? Would you like to drive away today in an automobile from Manassas Hyundai? No one will be turned away. Short on cash.
Hey, Charlie, go in this time.
Let me go in.
Payment.
Let me go
in.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no,
hold on. He's
stopped.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. He stopped. Let's get something to drink. Got a little bit. Hey, hold on, I'll go with you. All right, here we go.
Everybody can afford a car at Manassas Hyundai. That's right. Everybody can afford a car at Manassas Hyundai. That's right. Everybody. Have you recently suffered a credit setback? Would you like to drive away today in an automobile from Manassas Hyundai? No one else.
Hey, man. How you doing, man?
All right, guys. Let's do this together, okay?
Right. Dollars.
Okay. Ready?
Dollars.
Everybody can afford a car at Manassas Hyundai.
Listen, hit the button in the other room. Hit the button. Go to commercial.
Go to commercial.
Five civil cheers for the British Shore and Harris.
Don and Mike.